CBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock on WCBM, and here's the news. City police are investigating a Monday night shooting in Northeast Baltimore near a fire station in the 1200 block of East Cold Spring Lane. The male victim was shot multiple times at around 7:30. Homicide detectives are called in due to the severity of the injuries. The Archdiocese of Baltimore's Grief Ministry held a prayer walk on Monday to remember and pray for the city's homicide victims. Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley took part, saying, while the 2024 homicide rate is lower than in previous years, the loss of life still has a profound impact on families and communities. He says the battle against violence is far from over. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball is looking for qualified applicants to serve on the Inspector General Advisory Board. The newly created office of the Inspector General is tasked with investigating fraud, waste, and abuse in the county. Ball says a 7-member advisory board will play a pivotal role in ensuring the integrity of county government. Requirements can be seen on the county website. The application deadline is January 30th. Baltimore is reaching 200 homicides for the year. That figure is a 23% decrease from the 259 homicides at this point last year. Non-fatal shootings are down by 34%. Last year, in 2023, there were 262 homicides. That marked the first time Baltimore recorded fewer than 300 homicides in 9 years. Federal workers get a day off next Thursday as the government pays tribute to former President Jimmy Carter. President Biden ordered all government agencies and departments to close January 9th, the day of Carter's funeral at the National Cathedral. Anne Arundel County police officers facing charges of suspicion of driving under the influence. This after a weekend traffic stop in Queen Anne's County. Corporal S. Dolan was arrested following a traffic stop by a Maryland state trooper. Dolan is a 10-year vet of the department assigned to the Bureau of Community Services. The officer is suspended administratively with pay pending an investigation. And the Maryland Young Republicans Club has named Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor as its elected official of the year. The organization says Sheriff Gaylor showed tremendous leadership in the national spotlight during the Rachel Morin murder case. The group says the sheriff handled the case and several others with aplomb and brought the criminals responsible to justice. Well, Marylanders with plans to head to the far western parts of the state should be prepared for snow to start the new year. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for Garrett County from late tonight until late New Year's Day. Forecasters say 4 to 8 inches of snow is possible with winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. Now with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Actually in pretty good shape early this morning. Have not seen any problems yet. On the interstate, looking live right now, right here at both the Harbor Tunnels. Roadway conditions are good. Traffic is okay. Both directions, 95 carrying most of the load right now, but 895 for the local traffic is doing fine, and most of that is southbound. I want to give you a heads up for construction area that might be a road closure here this morning in Prince George's County, 197 with some road work and utility work, 197 very close to the ramps at 295 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, 57 the high. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
all from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The Sean Hannity Show.
One thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for majority leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. It's the Beat on the Street.
The Biden White House has been the most anti-Israel.
It's the talk of the town.
He moves forward in funding Ukraine. The continued murder of people in a foreign country.
The conversation starts here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It is the last day of the year. December 31st, 2024. Brand new year begins tomorrow. Thank God. And a brand new presidency begins shortly after that on the 20th of January. Looking forward to that. 21 days, 3 weeks from now. All right. 3 weeks from now. And we have a President Donald Trump of 47 as opposed to Donald Trump 45. And there was some guy in between. I forget who that was. Actually, he's very forgettable, so it's not a big surprise. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean has the morning off. A quick note to start the show this morning, although I'll probably do it out of habit during the course of the morning. As of right now, as of this moment, we have no internet. So you can't email, you can't text. You can phone. That still works. The voice function on your cell phone does still work. So you don't have to just email or text, but at least for the time being, internet is down completely here. Well, I guess there was another flood last night. We are prone to floods here for some reason. We're not on a floodplain. I mean, Jules, do you have any idea what happened?
None.
No, I just came in this morning, and Michelle Drosella, who's executive producer this morning, she said, oh, a little bit of news.
Big news.
Oh, okay, Michelle, what's the little bit of news? She said the internet is down. Now, as a matter of habit, I spend around 2 to 3 hours every evening putting together audio for the show. Because nothing much is going to be fed between, you know, 10 o'clock at night and 6 o'clock the next morning. And if it is, I pick it up in the morning and there's some additional audio, grab, that's fine. Which I did yesterday, 3 hours. Great audio, folks. It's tremendous audio. And then I email it to myself here at the WCBM email address, at bruce@wcbm.com. It's right there. It's there, and those pieces of it that still pertain, I'll bring to you on Thursday, because it's that straightforward, Michelle.
Hopefully it'll be fixed on Thursday.
I bet you they have it fixed by the time Kim Klasick comes in. My bet is, that's my bet. My hope, my expectation is that by the time Kim walks in, bundled up, wearing a hat, gloves, a heavy sweater, and mucklucks on her feet, because the woman, I mean, there's just no body fat there, so she needs a little bit of warmth around her.
And our other apparatus is broken, too, that we get Chuck on through the traffic. So he's been calling in.
Yeah. So the audio for Chuck, oh, look, he'll still have the traffic for you. He has internet, which means, by the way, we really should have anticipated this and had a second studio in his guest room. I mean, to me, that would have been the solution.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm all set to do this at home. I could have. I have a studio at home. I could have done the whole thing there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Save the drive in, because it's funny how little preparation I have to do in the morning, other than the stuff that I'd done the night before, finishing up that task, which is getting all that audio and actually putting it into the system here and being able to move forward with the show. But there's still a lot of great topics we can cover. I had some audio I downloaded yesterday before the internet went down, so we have that for you. There's some great audio between now and 9 o'clock this morning and some tremendous topics. And I want to pick up a couple of odds and ends. Yesterday, we had a call. A guy called in saying basically the car dealership's making money hand over fist, that they pay $25,000 for a $50,000 vehicle. They mark it up and they're gouging us. I said, I don't think that's the case. I have a friend who runs a car dealership, another friend who was in that dealership for quite some time. I said, I think the profit margin's much, much tighter than that. We can go now. I believe this piece is from Forbes. They run a profit margin by industry, both gross and net. What you want, the net number. The gross number is before you begin to take out the things that are the expenses, employee salaries, rental of building, cost of goods and services, all that kind of stuff. So you go to the net numbers. And the profit margin by industry, if you go to automobile, where is it? Automobile sales. You're looking at a net profit there of around 1.5%. They're operating on a pretty tight margin.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know, they're operating on a pretty tight margin. That's not a 50% markup. They're looking at the dealership is 1.5%. That's the net. The gross is 20.1. But then there are the expenses. You actually have to pay the manufacturer for the vehicles you sell. Let's assume that that's one of the costs. But that's not the only cost. You have heat and electric. You have employee salaries. You have benefits. You have all the other stuff that is on top of, you know, maintenance for the buildings you might have. Whatever the case might be. All the expenses. And that brings the net down to 1.5%. It's funny because you would think, wow, that sounds like a good business to be in. It is if you're a Cracker Jack salesperson and you can take no for an answer a number of times, because that's really what it comes down to. Biotech, by the way. If you want to invest in some area, biotech is not a bad place to be, except this year. This year's net for biotech as an industry, minus 175%.
What?
Minus 175%. They just made no money. None. Banks, however, this is good. Net there, 22%. All right? If you have money in your 401k, in your retirement plan, you have a choice of where to put it. Banks and people who manage your money, you know, the money management folks, your financial advisors, and by the industry, again, their net's somewhere around 20%. The financial data and stock exchange, 24%. Healthcare plans, again, this past year, minus 16.2%. In other words, no, they're not gouging you either. They're losing money as of this past year. Medical instruments, they lost money. Minus 14%. Medical devices, minus 45%. Right? There are losses all over the place in the net. And again, this is available online. And I think that Forbes is a reliable source. I'm pretty sure this is directly from Forbes. It's profit margin by industry. You can do a search on the internet. I would do it right now for you, but of course, I can't. The internet's down, so I'll check it when the internet comes back up. And on Thursday, I'll confirm exactly what the source was. It's going to be one of those days, Chuck. A 6:13 yep. Traffic and weather on the threes, Charles.
Yep, I'm sitting here going, what is this in my right ear? It's a phone.
It's a phone. What is this thing?
It's not supposed to be there.
No.
But, you know, things happen.
Okay.
But we're okay.
We work through it.
We have a new accident in the city. It's going to be near Clifton Park, Sinclair Lane, St. Lo Drive. St. Lo Drive goes through the park, so it's on the east side of Clifton Park. Had some injuries when it came in, so keep an eye out for that. Construction, Prince George's County, and they're still saying most of the roadway may be blocked on 197 just off the ramp at the BW Parkway. So if you're local traffic there, heads up for that. Right now, looking live in Annapolis, and all is well right here at the Old Plaza. The Plaza is not there anymore, but it looks nice at Sandy Point, and all the lanes are open both sides of State Road 50 from there all the way over as you're moving over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Well, Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Thanks, Chuck. Mild showers late this afternoon, a high around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a high again about 50. Temps right now, Bel Air has 35 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, a degree cooler at 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Again, today's high back in the mid-50s. Not quite warm enough for me to do the shellacking and the polyurethane on the furniture and finishing, but it's tempting. It's very tempting.
Very tempting.
Yeah, you know, but what's the downside? Yeah, it wouldn't set up properly, and I'd have to do the whole damn thing all over again.
Maybe you should wait till May.
Well, I need 2 days that are like 65 degrees or more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the wood is all prepped. I had a bad finish on one part of this table I'm refinishing. And so I sanded it down, 1,800 grit sandpaper, so it's nice and smooth. It's sitting there. It's ready. It's in the garage, which I use as my workspace, and the garage is cold.
Well, all right.
And
do
the words polar vortex mean anything?
Right.
To you?
Yeah. I was going to say, for the next few weeks, it's going to be really, really cold.
Oh, thanks, guys. A hell of a lot.
Okay.
Gotta be,
we'll let you know. Hey,
really?
There's going to be no picnic in Florida either, you know.
Oh, really? No yeah. kidding. Is it time for you to get out your heavy winter coat? Is it going to fall below 50, perhaps, for you?
Yeah, you know, overnight lows like 37, high 56, maybe.
Wow, that's tough, man. That is tough. How do you get through that, Chuck? I mean, I know
you
had to do a lot of.
I have my wife do all the chores. I just stay inside.
Yeah, well, that's reasonable. I mean, as it should be, right?
Yeah. Honey, what am I supposed to do?
I can't go grocery shopping. It'll hurt my voice. Boy, I'd like to see you try to sell that one.
I'm not supposed to say that.
do you do the grocery shopping, Chuck?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it. I like going to Publix.
I typically go to either Wegmans or Giant here, and I enjoy it. And actually, for the first time in a long time, we went to Sam's Club this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they got good stuff there.
Oh yeah, I was at Sam's yesterday.
Yeah, I mean if you want to have like 200,000 cherry tomatoes in one package, you're good to go
right.
because that's what you're doing.
What did I get yesterday? I got a box of 500 malted milk balls.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
Most of those are gone already.
Yes. Well, I now know what your weakness is. So.
Yes.
Yeah,
do not send me any. By the way, I'm just advising you that.
Oh, really? Don't.
Yes.
Yeah. What would happen if I do?
Then I'll have 5,000 more.
There you go, Chuck Whitaker. God bless you, man. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Chuck, yesterday one of the topics we ended up talking about is exactly where we are on taxes. I keep hearing this phrase from the left. Pay your fair share. And I got into a rant on it yesterday late in the show. But I got a couple of questions for it online on the internet yesterday before the internet here went down. He says again. But the idea of paying your fair share to me doesn't make any sense when you have almost half the population paying no federal income taxes. And right. those individuals, many of whom are getting an earned income tax credit, they pay no taxes. And they're getting a tax credit for not paying taxes.
Right.
And so then you tell the top 5%, 10%, whatever it is, but you have to pay extra taxes because somehow, quote, you can afford it. I think that is the most onerous phrase that you could possibly hear. You can afford it. There's some college team, some college band, rather. They had an invitation to go to, I think, some parade coming up. And they said, well, Elon Musk should pay for it. Elon Musk didn't go to this particular college.
Mm-hmm.
He had no affiliation with this college. The reason was he can afford it.
Right.
Well, when the culture can say, you can afford it, give me your money, you're no longer a free man.
Right.
I mean, you're at the whim of the crowd who will determine why you're the bad guy of the week and why you get to pay more. Because they've decided you are the bad guy of the week. Justice is supposed to be colorblind, and we're supposed to be treated equally under the law.
And how about in the day, if something like that was coming up, you had fundraisers to get the money, so you went.
Yes. But no, it's okay, because Elon Musk should pay for it.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I don't care if he can't afford it. Why the hell should he?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll tell you what, you open that door, you open a big door.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of people here in Worthington Valley. I'm sure they could afford it, but why should they? If they have an affiliation with a college or university and their fundraisers reach out to them and say, hey, alum, can you give us a hand with this? Well, they may pitch in. But the idea somehow that the federal tax folks should be able to say, we're going to set the tax rate for you higher than for your neighbor because you earn more money than he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's punishing success. That's punishing innovation. That's punishing hard work. And to me, that makes no sense. If you want to have a fair tax system, it's easy. We all pay the same rate. Everybody. And everybody gets skin of the game.
Yep, I'm all for that.
Everybody. In other words, there's no more 50% of the population paying no taxes. If you make, you know, whatever the case might be, you can make an exception for those who are truly poor. However, right. If you're making $25,000 a year, and that previously you've paid no taxes, sorry, it's going to be 13.725%. And we're all going to pay 13.275%. Everybody, from top to bottom. And that's it. Very, very few exceptions, if any, just pay it and be done with it, and we'll be treated equally under the law, because this sure as hell ain't it.
It would make me feel better to pay 13% starting today. That would be nice.
Yeah, it really would. This is my bite is around 25 or 30%. So, but, of course, you know, can you pay that with barter bills? I mean, Chuck, do you have, like, a special currency you use?
They've never turned it down yet.
All right, we'll check back in a couple. 621 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, December 31, 2024. Trump 47 reckoning is hitting the Dems from all sides now. They are going to be ready on day one to get all kinds of work done for the American people. The only question is not whether John Thune is going to run the Senate satisfactorily, but whether or not the Republicans in the House are going to get their act together, because if they don't, then we're looking at a repeat of the Kevin McCarthy fiasco. It was, what, 15 different votes before he locked up the speakership. And then, of course, they gave him the boot after 6-9 months, whatever the case might be. If the House doesn't get it done, the whole Trump agenda gets put on hold. Matter of fact, the presidency gets put on hold. You have to have a Speaker of the House. You have to have the House ratify the results from the Electoral College, or Donald Trump can't get inaugurated on the 20th of January. Come on, man. Get your act together. 623. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Southwest side of the Beltway looks good. Looking at Wilkins Avenue and then heading down the Beltway, eventually towards the VW Parkway. All is well. A lot of people heading to the airport, the Parkway 95 towards the airport cutoff. All the lanes are open. Going to be active, of course, right there at the terminal area. But for right now, all those lanes are open. That overnight construction has cleared. They've reopened 197 near the BWG Parkway. So that's good news, just in time for the heavy traffic there. If you're in the city near Clifton Park, there's a wreck at St. Lo Drive at Sinclair Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Going to be a pleasant day today. A shower's length this afternoon, a high around 55. Tomorrow's sunny and breezy, a high 58. Of course, if you're in the western part of the state or heading to the western part of the state, you're looking at snow for New Year's Eve, so be aware of that. Right now, Bel Air, 35 degrees. At downtown Baltimore, it's 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jules, I got a personal question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, I remember what my life experience was as a high school kid and as a college student. And that New Year's Eve was one of those evenings where you had a lot of pressure. Michelle, I'm going to ask you the same thing. And I could almost never find a date. Almost never could I find a date. Was this your experience? Or are you one of those happy few who said, oh, I've got a date because I got a steady? Michelle?
Was this for New Year's?
For New Year's.
Not all the time, but...
Oh, I see. Not all the time. Snot.
We didn't do much. We had family parties.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. I kept thinking, oh, this is going to be the night. I got a kid. You know? Yeah. It never was. How about you, Jules?
Not too much. It was more of a group thing, really. The
really?
Friend hangout. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. All of my fantasies just have been shot down there. Well, I feel good. My friend Gary and I, he and I would, we, in Arlington Heights, Illinois, which is where I grew up, that's where one of the very first McDonald's was. And where Ray Kroc used to hang out there and this kind of stuff. And Hamburger University is not too far down the road, actually. So we would go to McDonald's because that's where all the cool girls were going to be. In 4 years of doing this through high school and a year of college, never once did we see it. Not a single time. Of course, now what happens is now people don't have to go to McDonald's. They go on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You know,
they go on TikTok and see exactly who dances well. I don't know exactly what the use of that platform is. I don't use it. I'll find an occasional, you know, like libs of TikTok is hilarious.
Yeah.
But that's worth seeing from time to time. But the idea of actually having to call somebody up and ask for a date and hope that they say yes. Now you text them. If they say, yeah, that's cool. If they don't, they say, all right, now next. You know, swipe left, swipe right.
Yeah.
Well, Donald Trump is taking a look at TikTok because there's been a lot of questions whether or not TikTok, as it is currently formulated, actually is a risk to national security because it's owned by a Chinese company, which means, of course, it's owned by the Chinese government. Chinese government, but the companies in China must report everything to the government. So it's a pass-through. If they get your information, the Chinese government has your information. No big deal, you say. Well, maybe. Except, of course, if they can convince you to get all your news from TikTok, from their source, they can slant the news any which way they want because we're not getting our news from the swamp media anymore. More and more people are saying, no, I'll go to social media. I'll check out Facebook. I'll check out Twitter or X. I'll go to YouTube, I'll go any of a number of different sources, LinkedIn, whatever the case might be, in order to get my news. Well, Donald Trump got a lot of votes. He believes because youth voters saw him on TikTok.
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that.
Yeah, because the question is, whether they should shut down TikTok, which is the Joe Biden position, or whether this whole thing, because it is eventually a free speech issue as well, whether it should end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Former mayor of New York, guy's name is Bill de Blasio, he says, well, look, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, should not look at it because, after all, Joe Biden has decided. What an odd standard. In other words, if a president decides something, the Supreme Court, a co-equal branch of government, should not say anything about it? What if the president decides, I think we're going to all go to war? Should not any of the legislative body take a look at this because the president has decided? They're co-equal branches. Here's the
Blasio. I think President Biden's acting in the national interest because there's clearly a national security problem here. So in that vein, I don't think the Supreme Court should be second-guessing the legitimate action of the United States president. In fact, I would say Joe Biden's taking the smart step, the cautious step now. And then, of course, when President Trump comes into office, if he wants to modify the policy, he can.
If he wants to modify the policy, he can. So do I understand this correctly? You're going to ask Joe Biden to ban TikTok, and in 3 weeks we could change that policy? I mean, does that sound practical to you? Edward Isaac DeVere is a senior correspondent for CNN, and he says that Donald Trump has changed his position.
The question is why Donald Trump has made this change in his position. Is it because he is embracing a medium that is popular among younger people and saying that's where a lot of his voters were and wants to be popular in that way? Is it because of some arrangement that he wants to have with the company, which has obviously ties to the Chinese government in ways. What is going on?
In other words, the implication is, well, after all, Donald Trump now must be in the pocket of the Chinese. And this is pretty much what DeVere said out loud.
We'll have to find out more of what this is, but there is no question about it. Donald Trump had a clear position on TikTok that is now the reverse of the position that he is taking with the Supreme Court brief.
And he gets to that conclusion because Donald Trump says, we'll take a look at it. Bit of a leap. 6:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with On the Threes coming up in a moment or two. First News, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Baltimore is reaching 200 homicides for the year. The figure is a 23% decrease from the 259 homicides at this point last year. Non-fatal shootings down by 34%. Last year in 2023, there were 262 homicides, and that marked the first time Baltimore recorded fewer than 300 homicides in 9 years. An Anne Arundel County police officer is facing charges of suspicion of driving under the influence after a weekend traffic stop in Queen Anne's County. Corporal S. Dolan was arrested following a traffic stop by a Maryland state trooper. Dolan is a 10-year vet of the department assigned to the Bureau of Community Services. The officer is suspended administratively with pay, pending an investigation. The Maryland Young Republicans Club has named Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor as its elected official of the year. The organization says Sheriff Gaylor showed tremendous leadership in the national spotlight during the Rachel Morin murder case. The group says the sheriff handled that case and several others with aplomb and brought the criminals responsible to justice. Federal workers get a day off next Thursday as the government pays tribute to former President Jimmy Carter. President Biden ordered all government agencies and departments to close on January 9th, the day of Carter's funeral at the National Cathedral. And the Maryland State Highway Administration has received a federal grant to advance wildlife crossings along state highways. The nearly $400,000 will help identify areas where high volumes of wildlife vehicular crashes happen and design guidance to reduce their numbers on state routes. Coming up next, lottery numbers plus traffic and weather.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion.
Yeah, that's it, ticket.
You'll feast on excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary.
Yeah, baby!
Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 725, and the pick 4 was 6230. Now with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
695 still looks good. Parkville side on the outer loop at Hartford Road. It's Green Spring, no problems. Even the west side is clear. We'll have another several days. Very light traffic through the area. We'll go back in business on Monday next week. And right now, still clear. Good trip right now, both the Harvard Tunnels. JFX, if you're downtown early, you'll be fine between Ruxton Road and the ramps at Maryland Avenue and St. Paul Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures mild today, but after today, getting much colder, and it stays colder into early next week. Showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, 57 the high. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Chesapeake Bay Boat Show is back January 10th through the 12th at the Maryland State Fairgrounds. Over 30 boat dealers, 300 boats on display, over 100 exhibitors, live music, and free parking. Visit the ChesapeakeBayBoatShow.com for tickets.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business?
WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, 635. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Tuesday morning. And, of course, tomorrow for, I guess, 99% of us, there's a day off. And for about half of those, thank heavens it's a day off because you won't be able to see the morning at all. And you wake up with, huge cotton balls in your mouth. We're on a slightly different schedule. You get to that point in life that, you know, you're just on a slightly different schedule, Jules. And I think we might make midnight tonight.
Wow.
London time.
Not me.
Yeah. Well, London time is 7 p.m. our time, so. Yeah.
Okay, that's for sure.
There's at least a chance of that. One more cut on the TikTok issue. Charlie Dent took a look at this and said, the idea somehow that Trump is now going to be in the pocket of the Chinese is ludicrous. That one thing we can count on, because he realizes the geopolitical stakes, is that Trump is going to be tough on China.
You know, he wants to be tough on China, and China would never allow a company with close ties to the National Security Agency to operate freely within China. That's the same argument being made about TikTok in the U.S., that the Chinese government has far too much influence and control over that company.
Yeah, far too much influence over that. And the question is, will TikTok be able to, the corporate TikTok in China, will they be able to divest the U.S. property, sell it to somebody? And then somebody can operate as an independent agency, or will another company have to be cropped up or propped up in place of the TikTok American version? Because, again, all of your metadata, everything about you, where you shop, what your preferences are, it all ends up in huge servers over in Beijing somewhere or somewhere in China. And do we want the Chinese to have that much detail about our population? Do we want them to understand what your personal preferences are so they can then cater their pitch to incorporate your personal preferences? Whether they keep their promises over time, that doesn't matter. The question is, will they actually have the information on you that you choose to give them or not to give them? And that's kind of key. We'll follow the story very closely and make sure that we keep you up to date on that as well. Talk Radio 680 WCBM on another issue on our southern border. This is a continuing story. It continues to bubble. The closer we get to Jan 20, the more pushback there is from certain blue state governors or blue city mayors about how they're going to not cooperate. Well, Tom Holman's attitude basically on this is, you can choose to not cooperate, just stand to the side. No problem. But if you resist, if you put yourself in the position of you are protecting illegal aliens in your city or in your state, then there's going to be a problem. Because that's obstruction of law and obstruction of a federal law, and the states are beholden to actually pay attention to federal law. The law's been there the whole time. Joe Biden and Alhamed Americas and the others have simply chosen to not enforce the law, and the law is going to be enforced now. Now, the former head of the Border Patrol, a guy named Ronald Vitiello, says that Biden has been paying three-card Monte with this whole thing. Saying, oh, we want a secure border, while really not wanting a secure border at all, of being in a position of saying that, well, we really want to have these restrictions while doing, at the same time, trying to thwart the restrictions that the Republicans suggested be put on at our border. And Vitiello says, this is nothing more than the kind of game you see on the streets of New York where the guy has three cards. And you're supposed to follow the queen, follow the queen, follow the queen. And, of course, you can never actually follow the queen because the guy's too good at this con. This is all the con now that Joe Biden is running.
The Biden administration has presided over the worst border surge in the history of the country, probably the history of the world. And so them now going out and giving work permits or temporary protected status or pardons in the case of these commuted sentences, it's just more lawlessness. It's more of a lack of transparency and trying to confuse and put barriers in the way of a new administration that's going to come in and secure the border, start the deportation process, and bring order and rule of law back to our immigration system.
And yeah, we talked about this yesterday. I had some great feedback for you guys on this. There are federal laws right now that include work permits for those who want to come here and do seasonal work. Or if you come here on another kind of a visa, you're required to go home for 3 months or something like this in between, and then you can come back and work again for a certain period of time. That is in our laws. You don't have to come in illegally if your real object is to simply come in here and work. You can go through the process. You can say, I just want to be a temporary worker. You can apply, I'm quite sure there are NGOs that are glad to help you with that application process. And you can come here, you can work legally and go home when your time here is done, and then come back the following year and do it all over again as a legal worker in this country. But one of the things that does, folks, is there are those in the Chamber of Commerce wing of the Republican Party who don't like that idea. They don't like it because that means they'd actually have to pay these individuals the same as they're paying any American citizen. That's not something they look forward to. So there's been this kind of unholy alliance between the political left, who thinks they let all these Hispanics in, they'll get the votes, and the political right, the Chamber of Commerce types, who say, well, we want the cheap labor. So we'll kind of, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, need we say more? Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday was out there saying, listen, we want you to know, the restriction that was put in during COVID, it was called Title 42, so if you may have a communicable disease, get out. We really love that thing.
There was tremendous pressure to maintain the workings of Title 42, which we did. We asked for supplemental funding that was desperately needed to make our administration of a broken immigration system work much better. Mm-hmm. We were denied. We had known that irresponsible politics would have killed what was clearly a meritorious effort, mm-hmm, and a meritorious result, perhaps we would have taken executive action more rapidly.
Really? Rattle Vitiello on that.
There was...
I see that as dissembling. Again, he presided over the worst border crisis we've ever seen. Now, he's trying to blame everybody but the administration. It's politics. We had this bill going forward. It's a lot of dissembling to try to obfuscate the fact that they've made these terrible decisions about what policies are elaborated at our southwest border, what happens in the interior of the country. He talks about Title 42 like it was some idea that they came up with. That was instituted by the Trump administration. It is U.S. law, and the first thing that the Biden administration tried to do was end it.
Yeah, the very first thing. Among that whole raft of things that took care of the Biden administration as they came in that stripped away our southern border protections, this was one of them. Get rid of Title 42 so that we can make sure that that's not a reason for kicking somebody out of the country. By the way, there has been an uptick in the border states of diseases that were eradicated here. And there's been an uptick of things like polio, leprosy, then other highly communicable diseases, smallpox, that pretty much have been eradicated in this country. Why? Well, because nobody's enforcing Title 42. It's fine. You can come in here where your parts of your body are falling off, but that's cool. What a mess this past 4 years has been. 643, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That's like the leper hockey game. There was a face-off in the corner.
Quit pulling my leg.
You can use that for a stick.
Yes.
It's a beautiful morning in Annapolis right now. And again, we will not see the morning backups at I-97 Route 32. So we go back to work next week and everybody gets back on the road once again. Right now, that ramp is clear, and then moving down towards the interchanges along 50 at Davidsonville Road, over through the area at the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open, and the main span at the Bay Bridge, looking at it live now, coming over from Route 8 at Stevensville. See all the green arrows? That's always a good indication. That means all three lanes are open westbound, two lanes are open eastbound, and this morning we are good to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So you see the green arrows, by the way, you also seen the green lantern. He's also going to be showing up.
He's actually waving that on the west side of the bridge.
The whole D.C. universe is going to be here. Glen Burnie right now, 35 degrees. Reisterstown currently has 41 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And it's time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Yes, it's time for Chuck's Food News, a public service from the food and beverage industry in the name of one Johnson.
Now, you can either come to the table and eat, or you can lie there and feed off your own fat.
Those are choices.
Nice.
They're just choices.
Yeah, I see.
Here's story number one. The USDA says it is time to replace meat with beans. So tonight you're having guests over and you had those nice strip steaks all ready for them. No. Don't do that. Instead, feed them beans. They'll love you for it.
Sounds like a smelly situation.
Yes, it does, Michelle. Yes. But they say there's lots of nutrients, and you should eat more beans. And is it legumes? Is that legumes. Legumes. Right.
That's how we say it in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's Camp Legume.
Camp Legume.
Not anymore.
And they give you instructions on how to add more beans and lentils into your diet. Thank God for the USDA spending our tax dollars to tell us they really want to increase the methane levels in the atmosphere, because that's going to be the end result of this.
Your dinner party looks like Blazing Saddles about
it. that one scene in Blazing Saddles, I could never forget it if I tried.
How about some more beans?
Fans are freaking out over the way that Rihanna eats her chicken McNuggets. This is a major story, folks.
Oh.
Rihanna knows how to relate to the masses. When she gets chicken McNuggets, she eats them with caviar on top.
Oh, pardon me.
Really? She said it's the only way that the masses should be eating chicken McNuggets.
Sure.
I guess you go, I've not seen the menu, but apparently McDonald's must now have, you know, McCaviar as well as everything else. So, all right, God bless you, Rihanna, and we'll give you that a try as soon as I can afford caviar.
Right.
Which will be no time real soon.
I'm not much on the fish eggs anyway.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, caviar, good caviar is good, but my God, it's expensive. I mean, no thanks. For that price, I'll buy a car. And the brand new trend in pickles. Why are pickles the hot thing this season? God, what's the next year going to bring? All right, here's the brand new thing, Chuck. Glickles.
Who?
Glickles. 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 These are pickles. So you open up the jar, and you know those sprinkles that you put on top of, like, cupcakes and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The little glitter stuff? That's what it is.
Right.
Oh.
You sprinkle that in to your pickle jar, close the jar back up, shake it up a little bit, and you have yourself a glickle.
Nah.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I just pass that along for those who are decided they want to have something to go along with the beans they serve their guests this evening.
Leave it to Gen Z.
Yes.
So, is that a glickle, or you're just glad to see
it? Yes. And this is just a classic story. I love this story because it shows exactly how narcissistic some folks are. There's a TikTok influencer who has a lot of followers, apparently. She gave a scathing review of the takeout she had. It's pasta. She got this pasta takeout. She let it sit for 4 hours before she ate it. She picked up an order at 6 o'clock and then ate at 10 p.m. and was surprised somehow that the pasta was a little cold and not quite as good as she thought it was going to be. So she posted this, and the store clapped back and said, what the hell? Really, if you want to have, it was a good pasta, apparently. There's a really fancy pasta place. It was really fancy pastas. If you want to enjoy your pasta, try eating it like in 2.5 to 3 hours rather than 4 hours out. So it shut her up for about a minute and a half. She figures that's the entire attention span of the American population, and she'll be back at it with another restaurant again next week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Chuck, we'll talk back with you about traffic and weather in a handful of minutes right here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Thank you, sir. 649 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Talking about the southern border and exactly what is likely to happen next. And you've heard some of the pushback from some of the Democrats is going on. How about this?
This is just them papering over all of the mistakes that they purposefully made. This isn't something that they had a choice to make or they made the wrong choice. They purposely destroyed the control levels that they inherited on the southwest border. They continued to do that until 5 months out from the election, and they tried to paper over what was actually going on.
Yeah, that again, Ronald Vitiello is saying this is what the Democrats are doing. When they give you all this pushback about how they're trying to make sure that we have a safe and secure border and that people are treated humanely, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, not necessarily the case. Matter of fact, probably not the case at all. 650 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Our telephone number, if you want to join the conversation, 410-WCBM-680. Long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So Michelle Drizella has just checked in with our chief engineer, who apparently was not notified that the internet was down last night. Yeah, that's going to be a conversation. Oh, to be a fly on the wall. He has workarounds. He's going to try his workarounds to see if we have some way of getting high-quality Chuck Whitaker back. Because we don't want that low-quality Chuck Whitaker. Which, of course, saying high-quality Chuck Whitaker is kind of a contradiction in terms. But I'll let that sit as it may. We'll see. It could happen between now and 9 o'clock. Again, my estimate is that the internet will be up and functioning properly the moment Kim Klasick walks in the studio. That's when it's going to happen. It's not that somehow she has more sway than the morning drive, but I think that she may have more sway than the morning drive. All right. Brian Mast is congressperson, and his comments about ICE and how it will be functioning, Brian Mast is a conservative, are fascinating to hear. You'll hear from him coming up in a minute or two. Question is, how do you feel about this? I mean, we tend to, in the morning, because the pace is so fast, we tend to push out all kinds of information. But your response to this information is equally important. When you hear these stories, are you pleased that Tom Homan is saying, we're going to start on day one? We're going to have people in the field ready to start getting the bad actors under control on day one. That's January 20th, probably sometime mid-afternoon. You'll begin hearing, according to Tom Homan, begin hearing about people being arrested and getting ready for deportation. Are you pleased about this? Or do you think it's inhumane and we're splitting families up and blah, 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 blah? 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. And it's 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Mr. Chuck Whitaker, Charles.
I'm here, yes. Thank you.
Oh, good.
In the process of just looking at something here very quickly. Okay. The wreck is cleared now. Clifton Park, you're in the city. That wreck earlier was at St. Lowe Drive at Sinclair Lane, back in business there. Beltway, still good to go. Very quiet again today, as you might expect, for New Year's Eve. Not a lot of traffic through the area. Not a lot of travel right now. Maybe later this afternoon, some folks may be moving around. But all the interstates right now are clear. 95 to the Capitol. Beltway 95 north up through Delaware. 83 looks good up through the state line. And at least to this point, no major issues. Traffic still clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mild showers late this afternoon, a high around 55. Those showers, by the way, if you're in the western part of the state or heading that way, are going to be snow. So be advised that late afternoon, early evening tonight, out in the Garrett, Allegheny counties, you could be looking at snowfall and hazardous driving because of that. So plan accordingly, if you would. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy and a high about 50 degrees. Temps right now, you have 44 degrees right now in Parkville and 38 degrees in Pikesville. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Toll-free long distance, our telephone number is 1-800-WCBM-680. Of course, if you're local, it's 410-WCBM-680. Next hour, we focus a little bit on the contention from the Democrats that somehow this is an out-of-control administration being run by people who don't know what they're doing, particularly when it comes to things like immigration. This is being said by Tom Holman, who's only been in the immigration field for the last 35 years. So apparently he has no experience in this whatsoever, where loudmouth Congress individuals are saying he has no idea what he's doing. And his response to almost exactly what it was, I've forgotten more about this area than she'll ever know. This is a she, Jasmine Crocker, we're talking about. Talk about that and also taking a look as the hour goes on at ICE and the reaction from the Democrats and some people in blue cities to the idea that ICE is going to start doing its job. That's coming up as well. Brian Mast, congressperson, I promise you a little bit of him. And here it is, just a little bit of Brian Mast. He says that they're out of subsidies to the sanctuary cities. In other words, they're out. They're not going to have any more subsidies to sanctuary cities. He says, cut them off. If you're going to make our life difficult by not cooperating with ICE when it comes to arrest individuals who are in this country illegally and who are committing crimes, why on earth should we spend federal tax dollars, send them to you, so you can use those tax dollars to further thwart the law? I mean, there's a certain logic to this. Here's Brian Mast.
It's no holds barred for all resources, all dollars that go into your city, because the fact of the matter is you're taking tax dollars from all Americans, but endangering all Americans. Whether somebody came in Arizona and burned somebody alive in New York, you're endangering everybody. So whether it's dollars that come through the Highway Trust Fund or through the Corps of Engineers to support your ports or you name it, those dollars should be cut off. We're not going to subsidize what you do with illegal immigrants.
Now, he's not an outlier in the GOP. He is one of a number of members of the Republican Party who are saying, no, if you're going to be in a blue city or in a blue state and you're going to use federal tax dollars, look, money is fungible. $1 functions as another dollar. It means it's fungible. You can exchange them. They have the same effective value in the society. It doesn't matter if the serial number is different on the dollar. You can simply, I can give Jules a $1 bill. She can give me a $5 bill. It's exactly the same. No, I'm kidding, Jules. I'm kidding. I can give her a one. She can give me a one. It's exactly the same thing. No problem at all. But the idea that they would take federal tax dollars, and even if it's, dedicated to something else, then they'll use their local tax dollars to prop up their efforts to thwart ICE. Mast says, hey, guess what? ICE is coming. And it's about to change from the ICE that these blue city mayors have known for the last 4 years.
It also goes to the change that's going to happen with the federal government side of it. We know under the Biden administration, you have ICE that will go to local law enforcement agencies and say, hey, we know they're set for final deportation, but that's not good enough for us to detain them and bring them to the ICE facility. And the federal government will tell them, you let them go instead. That has to come to an end. It will come to an end under President Trump.
Yeah, it has to, and it must come to an end under President Trump. The Democrats versus the GOP, they have very different approaches to illegals. We've seen this evidenced during the Biden administration, even though they're trying to paper over what they've been doing. But Mast says the approaches are almost diametrically opposed.
You had a speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and you have a Hakeem Jeffries, and you have others that want to go out there and take the resource and say, hey, listen, you have to have a bleeding heart for these people that entered our country illegally. We have to lodge them. We have to give them, pay their legal fees. We have to pay for their food. We have to pay for their health care. We have to pay for their transportation and everything else. And they have no remorse over it whatsoever.
No remorse whatsoever. The citizens of Chicago have actually figured this out, and they're pushing back rather strongly against Brian Johnson, their mayor, because his approval rating is about 14% right now. For a Democrat in Chicago to have an approval rating of 14%, that's earth-shattering. That cannot happen in real life, but it is happening. And the gripe they have is, you are taking our elementary schools to house illegals, and you're giving them a daily stipend. While my kid can't go to elementary school, who are you serving here? And they're saying the mayor is not serving them. He's not serving their needs. He is serving some other agenda, and they want it stopped. And these are traditional Democrats who are saying this. This is a cadre of Republicans coming in from the suburbs saying, all right, you got to go ahead and take care of this. That's not the case at all. More on this coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. I don't.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a Monday night shooting in Northeast Baltimore near a fire station in the 1200 block of East Cold Spring Lane. That male victim was shot multiple times at around 7:30. Homicide detectives are called in due to the severity of the injuries. Baltimore is reaching 200 homicides for the year. That figure is a 23% decrease from the 259 homicides at this point last year. Non-fatal shootings are down by 34%. Last year, in 2023, there were 262 homicides. That marked the first time Baltimore recorded fewer than 300 homicides in 9 years. The Archdiocese of Baltimore's Grief Ministry held a prayer walk on Monday to remember and pray for the city's homicide victims. Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley took part, saying, while the 2024 homicide rate is lower than in previous years, the loss of life still has a profound impact on families and communities. He says the battle against violence is far from over. The Maryland Young Republicans Club has named Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor as its elected official of the year. The organization says Sheriff Gaylor showed tremendous leadership in the national spotlight during the Rachel Morin murder case. The group says the sheriff handled that case and several others with aplomb and brought the criminals responsible to justice. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball is looking for qualified applicants to serve on the Inspector General Advisory Board. The newly created Office of the Inspector General is tasked with investigating fraud, waste, and abuse in the county. Ball says a 7-member advisory board will play a pivotal role in ensuring the integrity of county government. Requirements can be seen on the county website, and the application deadline is January 30th. Marylanders with plans to head to far western parts of the state should be prepared for snow to start the new year. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for Garrett County from late tonight until late on New Year's Day. Forecasters say 4 to 8 inches of snow is possible with winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. Coming up next, we'll take a look at sports.
Big news! Rob Schmidt just beat CNN in the ratings. Yeah, it's true. Newsmax's number one host, Rob Schmidt, just had a bigger audience than CNN during any hour of the day. That really is big. Millions of Americans like you are making the switch to Newsmax. They're getting the real facts. No BS and no spin. Just the truth. Even President Trump says he's watching Newsmax. You should, too. Rob Schmidt and Newsmax are on all major cable systems. YouTube TV just added us. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, just call them and cancel. Go to GetNewsmax.com and we'll help you find a new carrier. 40 million Americans watch Newsmax. Find out why. Go to GetNewsmax.com and start watching. Newsmax is real news for real people like you.
Now with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the Capitol Beltway, and we've had a look in Montgomery County from Route 29 and around to the American Legion Bridge. No problems into Northern Virginia, and then through Prince George's County, 214 going down to Route 5 and down through that area. All the lanes are open. Eventually, that takes you to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Just spotted what appears to be, looks like a broken down vehicle. Could be a minor wreck at the ramp at 895 and Moravia Road. Traffic is getting by, but you'll have a police car there right at the end of that ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures mild today, but after today, getting much colder, and it stays colder into early next week. Showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, 57 the high. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay and relax.
In sports, the Ravens are gearing up for their regular season finale. Baltimore hosts AFC North rival Cleveland Saturday at M&T Bank Stadium. The Ravens are 11-5 and first in the AFC North. The Browns are 3-13 and last in the division. Baltimore can clinch the division with a win or a tie. The Ravens can also clinch the division with a Pittsburgh Steelers loss or tie. The Steelers host the Cincinnati Bengals on Saturday. And in other news, Baltimore opened the 21-day practice window for tight end Charlie Kolar. The Commanders are preparing for their biggest rival. Washington plays the Dallas Cowboys Sunday on the road. Washington is 11-5 on the season, while Dallas is 7-9. The Commanders can clinch the sixth seed in the NFC with a win. And the Caps are back in action this afternoon. Washington hosts the Boston Bruins at Capital One Arena. The Caps are 24-10-2, while the Bruins are 20-14-4. Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, the last day of the year, December 31st, 2024. Do I have this right? 21 days from now is the 20th. Is that correct? 21 days from now, 3 weeks exactly from now. 3 weeks, and let's call it 5 hours from now. It happens at noon, does it not? The inauguration. So it's 3 weeks and 5 hours from now. We'll be looking at President Donald Trump, President Donald Trump 47, as opposed to Donald Trump 45. And then changes begin to happen, and there will be substantial changes, depending, and we mentioned this yesterday. How would Michael Vick say it? I don't have a dog in this fight. To me, just looking at it as a political observer, I don't really care at this point who the Speaker of the House is, as long as he is or she is a Republican. But the idea somehow that unless you have a name to propose who's actively running for the position, who wants the position, then you either sign on to Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House and be vocal about it, or just sit down, sit on your thumbs, and cast your vote however you wish. But the idea of the Republicans, who have a majority, but a very slim one right now, because there's still a couple of vacancies yet to be filled, which will be filled by Republicans, by the way. They're very heavily Republican seats that have yet to be filled. I think there are three still outstanding, if I recall correctly. But it's a two-vote margin right now. Two votes. I think it's 217 to 215 in the House, if I recall correctly. Does that math add up? Add three votes to that, it'd be 220. Yeah, that's right. Because it makes 435. That's the number of members of the House. So you have a two-vote margin. We already have one Republican saying he's not going to vote for Tom Homan. I'm not Tom Homan. I'm sorry, for Mike Johnson. Well, okay, fine. That's fine. You're a vote of conscience. I appreciate that. I'm not going to try to argue you out of your position. That's perfectly fine. I think it's Lawler, I believe is his name. But who would you propose instead? You can't simply say no. You have to say, no, I prefer this individual instead. Or I need these assurances from Mike Johnson before I sign on. There are ways of doing this that leave the GOP still in control of the House without us looking like a clown show. Because if we begin to go through the same thing we went through with Kevin McCarthy, and then to a degree, again, with Mike Johnson, with a third individual, my God in heaven, we'll look like idiots to the rest of the population. I understand votes of conscience. I have no problem with them. But unless you're able to say, unless one is able to say, I want this other candidate instead, and here are the reasons why, legislatively. It can't be a matter of personal pique. It can't be because you don't like the guy. It can't be because, you know, he insulted your dog. I mean, or whatever the case might be, you actually have to have a substantial alternative who wants the job. And as far as I know, no other Republican has stepped forward to say, I think I can do this job better. I want the job. So for those Republicans who are on the fence or who don't know, who say, I'm just not going to vote for the guy because Donald Trump, the president, the guy who is responsible for me being in office, right? He's responsible for many of these people being there in Washington, D.C. Just because he's endorsed him and wants him as Speaker of the House, I might vote no anyway. Well, fine. Go ahead, vote no anyway. But who do you want instead? And is that individual interested in the job? And can that individual get a majority of the Republicans? Matter of fact, need all the Republicans, not just a majority. You need 217 of them. Because if you get 216 and one vote switches to the other side, guess what? You have 216 to 216. And it seems to me that until the 20th of January, the tie-breaking vote is the Vice President of the United States, whose name is Kamala Harris. There is no margin of error here. None. None whatsoever. And again, I understand. If you don't like the guy, you think he's milquetoast, whatever the case may be, fine. All right. Who else wants the job? Who can do the job? And can that individual get 217 votes? Look, I think Chip Roy is a hell of a guy. I think I would be very comfortable with him as my spokesperson for anything. But do I think he can get 217 votes out of the GOP caucus? No, I don't. I don't. I think he'd probably end up getting like 160, you know, 165, somewhere in there, because there are enough people in the middle who he has insulted. I think deservedly so, but he's insulted, who are simply saying, wait a minute now, why would I want this guy? This guy carved me a new one on the floor of the House just 3 weeks ago. I mean, that's the problem here. There has to be a way of approaching this situation with some semblance of understanding what the real world is all about. Not simply what we as conservatives would like to have happen, but what the real world is all about. We do have to actually work with these people who are in Washington. They're not delegitimate just because we don't like them. They're not delegitimate just because we say they're members of the swamp, they don't count. Yeah, their vote counts very much in this one. Every single Republican vote counts. And unless they get 217 votes, olly olly oxen free, we can have Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker. Okay? That's what you're looking at here. Is that really what would serve our interests the best? Very pragmatic about this. Now, I wish I could encourage you to email me. But I can't get to the emails because the internet's down. For those of you just joining us at 7 o'clock, and by the way, Michelle Drusilla is being very, very cool. Here's the problem. She keeps getting calls saying, hey, the stream is down. Yes, that's right. The stream is down because it's internet-based. Now, I'm probably not talking to those individuals who this affects because the stream is down. Michelle's answered probably, 20 calls in the last hour saying the stream is down. Yeah, we're aware. Believe me, we're critically aware that the stream is down. By the way, there's nothing. The stream being down has nothing at all to do with Chuck Whitaker. I just want to be clear about that. This is not a prostate issue. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Fake news.
Charles.
Don't try to fool your boy Chuck. If you're traveling today, some folks are, there's a big wreck
I-95 in Quantico, if you know where that is, by the Marine Corps base. It's northbound, but two lanes are blocked. They say southbound traffic is looking at it. So if you're leaving south of the Capitol Beltway on 95, you get down that area, it's going to be a little bit slow. Locally at East Point, new minor wreck, busy intersection, but not a lot of traffic. Again, Eastern Avenue at Rolling Mill Road. Beltway looks good. We've been fine so far. No issues. Traffic moving freely and both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild today. Showers late this afternoon. A high around 55 degrees. Tomorrow sunny and breezy and a high about 50 degrees. It's fairly pleasant outside right now. Middle River has 52 degrees and Reisterstown has 41. Big disparity there. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 714. We are the morning drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean Casey has the morning off, and I believe he's off for us this week. I think he's not in Thursday or Friday as well. So it'll be us, folks. And you know what we're going to have on Thursday or Friday because it's a brand new year? The internet. I'm just saying. We can very well have that. One of the issues that gets all tied up in this immigration thing, by the way, is birthright citizenship. And we're going to talk about that some during the course of this hour, between now and 8 o'clock this morning, because it's good to keep clarifying what the original intent of was the 14th Amendment, birthright citizenship, and how it's being interpreted now, and why there has to be a challenge with someone who has standing and who is directly affected by this, which I would argue is every American who's been born in this country or every naturalized American, to this idea that you can have basically pregnancy trips into the United States where a woman comes here from another country when she's 38 weeks along, stays for 3 weeks, has a baby at 40 weeks, which, by the way, is longer than 9 months, just to be clear about that. We've been fooling you all this time. It's like 9 and a half, typically. And if your baby's late, it could be 10 months. I'm not rubbing it in, just making a point of clarifying this. It's a blessed event. But you have this whole phenomenon of people coming here in order to have babies so that the babies are American citizens. And that's not the intent of those individuals who wrote the 14th. And I have some examples of that. We'll pass them along as the morning goes along. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. One more cut from Brian Mast. We had a couple of cuts from him last hour. If you weren't with us, boy, you missed a good hour of radio. You really did. Mast says, you know what? In any deliberations the GOP has, whether it's about the border, whether it's about Ukraine, whether it's about anything else, about the Biden administration, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
They would continue these policies were it not for the media showing people being burned alive, showing what happened with Lake and Riley, showing what could be the difference between a Trump administration and a Biden administration in protecting Americans from this. Otherwise, there would be no pushback whatsoever.
Yeah. So, I mean, to a degree, what Greg Abbott did, he was the first to do this by beginning to ship some illegals to other cities, was force the media to cover this story. They didn't really want to, but they forced the media to do so. Now, there's a woman who's a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, I believe it is. She's a true San Franciscan, and she looks at the idea that ICE is coming to get some of the illegals. And for her, this is a catastrophe, folks. The idea that ICE would be coming to San Francisco to haul away violent illegal aliens. Wow, that's just not nice.
There's been concerns for months during the campaign about potential deportations, but this is to a new level. There has been a guidance in place since 2011 that largely prevented, with some exceptions, ICE agents from entering churches, schools, places like that, to remove and deport migrants.
Okay, now fine. Initially, I would never be in favor of ICE agents walking in the middle of a church service and yanking somebody out of the pews. However, if a church decides it's going to set up a sanctuary and begin to house illegals, that changes the dynamic. Same thing with schools. Middle of a school day? No, there's no reason for that. You simply wait till the school day ends and you go ahead and get the kid or the parent, whoever the illegal is, as they're leaving. Now, if the child, quote, unquote, is 17 and a violent felon, not that would ever happen, except, of course, it happens all the time. and these people are put back in schools with 15 or 14-year-olds, they're 18, 19 years old, and they're violent, they've committed crimes, and they go ahead and enroll them in your local high school or your local middle school. Yeah, wait until the class day is over and then say, guess what? Tomorrow you're showing up for class in Guadalajara. That's it. You're done here. And I have no problem with this whatsoever. For Sheriff Stein, this is an issue. We can't have that happening. Well, where will you propose? If San Francisco is not going to listen to the detainers that are sent by ICE, the detainers that are basically detain this individual, we're going to come and get this individual as a violent felon, and we're going to deport this individual. So if California or if those people who are in San Francisco do not listen to the detainers, instead say, no, I'm sorry, we couldn't hold that individual. We said, you know, see ya. Get out of here before ICE gets here. Well, then where else would you propose? You're going to send ICE into every immigrant community in this country. And on this is the law. If an ICE agent comes across somebody who is in the country illegally, even if they have not committed a crime, while in pursuit of somebody who has, that individual also gets hooked up into the dragnet. So for a degree of self-protection, if nothing else, it makes sense for those individuals who are in the country illegally to steer clear of violent illegal aliens, because you don't want to be in their circle when ICE comes around. Just, it's pretty simple. Sheriff Stein says, boy, I tell you, you begin to remove, listen to this logic. It's hard to get my mind around this. If you begin to remove the violent criminal aliens, your guacamole is going to cost more.
In California, migrants are a huge part of the agricultural workforce, and California produces much of the country's food. And so without those migrants, it could cause huge price surges in the food industry, which we're already seeing problems with people talking about not being able to afford groceries. It could cause that problem. It could also cause the California wine industry to collapse. So there are huge repercussions to deportation beyond just removing those people who many of whom lived here for years, if not decades.
So you got to understand, folks, in her mind, the folks who are out there getting the grapes off the vines in the Napa Valley, they're all criminal illegal aliens. We're holding on a day job, apparently. I mean, it's laughable if you're going to really think about what she's saying here. But apparently that's the case. So if we remove the criminal illegal aliens, then somehow your Chardonnay is going to be a buck more a glass. You just can't have that happening. I'd rather have people who are just committing lots and lots of crimes, wouldn't you? What an idiot. 721 on WCBM.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call Pro Status now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through Pro Status Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good morning, Tuesday morning, 723. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the Barter King, Chuck Whitaker.
And just looking at 95 at the Tynings Bridge, good visibility there. Good travel right now, both sides of the bridge at the Susquehanna River. I-97 now switching over there towards Anne Arundel County. Good travel there as well. Benfield Boulevard to the area, New Cut Road down towards the ramps at Route 32. Not a big problem right now. If you're over towards East Point this morning, there had been a minor wreck at Eastern Avenue at Rolling Mill Road, and there's still an accident right at the end of the ramp. If you're coming off of 895 South, exiting at Moravia Road, the accident is right at the end of that ramp. Once the light changes, you get through there. So just a few minutes delay at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So, Chuck, the Tidings Bridge is good, right? And so it's good tidings, apparently, of comfort and joy. How appropriate for us for the season. Thanks, Bart. Mild today, showers later on this afternoon. High 55 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy and a high 50. Right now, Ocean City, 34 degrees. Middle River has 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Despite Shira Stein and her worry that all of the violent criminal aliens who are out picking grapes in the Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley will be deported and somehow her Chardonnay will cost more, Tom Homan says, sorry, we're still coming. It doesn't matter how much you gripe about it. We have the law on our side. We're going to enforce currently existing law. We're not making this stuff up. The law is on the books and has been on the books for years. We're simply going to do the job that we are required to do under the law.
We're not waiting. I've already been to the border several times. I've already met with Governor Abbott, what we can do for Texas. I met with National Sheriff's Association, what they can do for us. I've talked to the Foreign Minister of Canada. And I've been out to Arizona talking to the sheriffs out there. So we're not waiting for January 20th. We're going to try to secure the border as quick as we can. We already started work on those plans.
Now, I will be very surprised if January 20th comes around and if there are not arrests on January 20th. I will truly be surprised if that's the case. I bet that they're going to be pre-positioned in order to make some arrests that day. That once Donald Trump has taken the oath of office around 12 noon, it's 3 weeks and around 4.5 hours from now, thereabouts, that between that time, maybe after the speech, perhaps, is second inaugural, but after that speech, between then and midnight, 3 weeks from now, what we're going to see is there will be some individuals arrested that day. They're serious about this, and they want to make an impact immediately about this. And Homan's very serious about this, as is Donald Trump, as are the Republicans, most of whom are just 100% behind this. That's why. You know why? Because the public is 100% behind this. I believe the most recent numbers were that more than 75% of the population says it's about damn time that you remove violent individuals from the culture. And the idea that they're not just violent individuals, but they're violent individuals from another country that the doofus who currently, well, he's not at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's back on vacation again. He is. Joe Biden is on vacation again. Why do I even bother noting that? I mean, gave the numbers yesterday. 40% of the time, Joe Biden has been on vacation of his presidency. 40%. He's in the VI right now, Virgin Islands. By the way, there are women whose hair needs to be sniffed in the VI. That's why he's there. And so, Joey, I understand. It's okay. It's all good. Congressman Pat Fallon says that there's no doubt in his mind that Trump, with all the bluster, all the Trump way of doing things, is getting the attention not just of the illegal alien community, but of our adversaries overseas who might have desires to do things like take over the Panama Canal or get the mineral resources out of Greenland.
You know what he does? He gets people's attention. When he says 25% tariffs on all imported goods from two of our major trading partners, that gets their attention, and he will follow through. I don't think he'll have to, because Canada and Mexico need the United States far more than we need them.
Yeah, they need us a lot more than we need them. It was hilarious when you had a member of the parliament up in Canada saying, well, if they begin to put tariffs on us, we'll stop shipping them oil. Okay, gosh, that'd be a loss, because I believe on January 21st, we'll start fracking again. And within a month or two, we'll have no particular need for Canadian oil of any kind or anybody else's oil of any kind. That it'll be in all of the above. It's not just drill, baby, drill. It's going to be in everything. Be a smorgasbord, as they say. Fallon says that these countries that he's currently saying, we're going to put 25% tariff unless you guys begin to behave and take care of your borders. They're Canada and Mexico. They may bluster for about a day and a half, but then reality will strike.
If they're going to allow this kind of mass unlawful migration, then that might have to be a penalty that's incurred. Again, I don't think it'll happen, because they will bend to, well, they're going to do what's right and bend to President Trump's will.
They will indeed bend to Trump as well. This is the impact of having an active president, of having somebody who's actually engaged in the day-to-day affairs. And might I note, by the way, we got a 45 seconds news. I have the audio. Boy, we can't get to it because it's on the internet. On Thursday, we'll play it for you. Joe Biden, in noting the passing of Jimmy Carter, took the opportunity to take a cheap shot at Donald Trump. You tell me he's the nice guy, really? No, I don't think so. I think he's a mean, nasty, backstabbing son of a gun. And I'm being very mild in my terminology. Yeah, he took the opportunity of having Jimmy Carter's death at age 100 as an opportunity to take a shot at Donald Trump. What a jerk. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up. Birthright citizenship coming up right now, though. Traffic and weather on the threes at 3 minutes from now. Right now, it's news. Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Federal workers get a day off next week as the government pays tribute to former President Jimmy Carter. President Biden ordered all government agencies and departments to close January 9th, the day of Carter's funeral at the National Cathedral. Baltimore is reaching 200 homicides for the year. That figure is a 23% decrease from 259 homicides at this point last year. Non-fatal shootings reportedly down by 34%. Last year in 2023, there were 262 homicides, and that marked the first time Baltimore recorded fewer than 300 homicides in 9 years. City police have arrested a suspect in connection with a December 14th murder in southwest Baltimore. Detectives charged 42-year-old Tracy Jeter with first-degree murder in the killing of 29-year-old Trayvon Benson in the 200 block of North Payson Street. Jeter is being held without bail at central booking. The Maryland Young Republicans Club has named Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor as its elected official of the year. The organization says Sheriff Gaylor showed tremendous leadership in the national spotlight during the Rachel Morin murder case. The group says the sheriff handled that case and several others with aplomb and brought the criminals responsible to justice. There will be traffic modifications in place for Baltimore's New Year's Eve festivities at the Inner Harbor. Commercial vehicles and tanker trailers will be restricted from the Inner Harbor area from 4 this afternoon until 3 on Wednesday morning. This is the exception of local deliveries. The restrictions exclude cabs, buses, and other mass transportation vehicles. There will also be road closures and parking restrictions in effect, so anyone planning to attend the New Year's Eve fireworks show is encouraged to use public transportation. Motorists should be patient and watch for pedestrians while driving downtown, especially when approaching crosswalks. And the Maryland State Highway Administration has received a federal grant to advance wildlife crossings along state highways. The nearly $400,000 will help identify areas where high volumes of wildlife vehicular crashes happen and design guidance to reduce their numbers on state routes. The funding also supports public engagement and awareness of wildlife collisions and the importance of habitat connectivity. City police are investigating a Monday night shooting in northeast Baltimore near a fire station in the 1200 block of East Cold Spring Lane. The male victim was shot multiple times around 7:30. Homicide detectives are called in due to the severity of the injuries. Up next, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
That minor accident still there. It's at the end of the ramp. If you're coming off of 895 South, exiting at Moravia Road, you'll see it right before the traffic light at Moravia Road. So it might be a little bit of a tight squeeze there, but otherwise, no problems. Not even any cars at the light there right now. So just a heads up, you'll see the police car in that area. All the major interstates are doing fine. 95 to the north, 83 up to the line, 70 out west, and 95 to the Capitol Beltway. Lanes open, good travel times right now through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures mild today, but after today, getting much colder, and it stays colder into early next week. Showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, 57 the high. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Chesapeake Bay Boat Show is back January 10th through the 12th at the Maryland State Fairgrounds. Over 30 boat dealers, 300 boats on display, over 100 exhibitors, live music, and free parking. Visit the ChesapeakeBayBoatShow.com for tickets.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Covill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Psychologist Jordan Peters once responded to a young millennial who wanted to know what he, and by extension the rest of us over 40-somethings, were going to do about climate catastrophe. Did you notice that now is not just change, but a catastrophe? Dr. Peterson answered by saying people who don't have their own houses in order should be very careful before they go about reorganizing the world. Washington Times columnist Everett Piper then added to the list of advice. He said stop using planes, trains, and cars before you condemn the world for its use of fossil fuels. Remove the lock from your front door before you lecture others about open borders or abolishing prisons. If sanctuary cities are so good, fill your home with illegals before telling the rest of us that walls are sinful. The left's hypocrisy is not gaining many converts. Jesus asked, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the beam in your own? If more of us practice what we preach, Christians included, the world would be a better place. This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. There was a great piece, heritage.org. I'll actually post this on Bruce's brand on Facebook sometime after the show, because I'm a bit of a water and paper hanger when I do this thing, on the birthright citizenship. Hans von Spakovsky wrote it. Actually, we'll see if we can get Hans on to talk about this, because he's a good guy. He really knows his stuff. Saying that anyone born in the U.S. is automatically a U.S. citizen, even if their parents are here illegally. That's the claim of those people now who say that's what birthright citizenship is all about. It's not, at least not according to those individuals who wrote the 14th Amendment following the Civil War. 14th Amendment's intent was to make sure that slaves were not seen as anything less than full U.S. citizens. And so they specified this. But they also specified that they had to be born under the jurisdiction of the United States. So if you were an ambassador and you come here and your child is born here, your child is under the jurisdiction of whatever country you happen to be the ambassador from. You're not here under the jurisdiction of the United States of America. It is the political allegiance of an individual that counts. And the jurisdiction that actually affects the child is a jurisdiction that the parents actually have allegiance to. If you're a citizen of Spain and you come here and you have a child, that child is under your jurisdiction. You are under the jurisdiction of Spain. You're Spanish. You're not a U.S. citizen. You're not here under the jurisdiction of the United States of America. And I don't take my word for it. Senator Lyman Trumbull, who was one of the key writers of the amendment, he said that the phrase that has to be the important phrase in this to understand is subject to the jurisdiction. And there was a case that came up around 1872. It was the Slaughterhouse case. The Supreme Court stated that granting citizenship was intentional to exclude the citizens of ministers, consuls, and others or who are subject to foreign status born within the U.S. In other words, they were deliberately excluding certain classes of individuals, including Native Americans, because Native Americans were not citizens of the United States. They were citizens of the Indian nation to which they happened to belong at the time. They didn't make that change until like the 1920s sometime, where the Indian nations, the citizens became citizens of the U.S. and of the Indian nation, the Native American nation. Now, this was confirmed in 1884, among a couple of other cases in front of SCOTUS. Elk versus Wilkins, citizenship then was deemed to be an American Indian because he owed immediate allegiance to his tribe and to the Indian nation to which he belonged. That was the stance in the 1860s and 1870s when this law was written, when the 14th Amendment was written and passed. Now, this happened, and Native Americans became U.S. citizens, I think it's 1924, I think, if I recall correctly. I might be off a year. The judges then were strongly influenced by the fact that there were discriminatory laws in effect that at that time had restricted not just Native Americans, but, for example, Chinese immigrants who were brought to this country who had been here for a couple of generations, who were under the allegiance and the jurisdiction of the United States of America. But the intent of the 14th, the intent was to exclude those individuals from being parents of an American citizen if they were under the jurisdiction of another country. If you're born here, but your father and mother were, you know, from the Duchy of Liechtenstein, guess what? You're not here under the jurisdiction of the United States of America. You were born under the jurisdiction of the, I don't know, Liechtensteinians, Liechtensteins, Stalactites, I have no idea. Those folks, at any rate. And that's the important thing to remember, is that's what the intent of the 14th was. That's the intent of birthright citizenship, under the jurisdiction of. And that is key. And one of the arguments that has been made is, well, you have to get these illegals across. They're coming across the border, going directly to the hospital to give birth. They come across the border at 39 weeks and 6 days, knowing that the normal gestation period is 40 weeks. 39 days and 6 hours. And they come across, go straight to the ER, say, I'm beginning to have pains. They're not Braxton Hicks. I know these are my baby pains. My baby's coming right now. Okay, now my baby was born here. Guess what? It's now a citizen, that boy, that girl, a citizen of the U.S. No, that's not the case according to Lyman Trumbull and the others who wrote the 14th Amendment. That child is under the jurisdiction of the Mexican government, the Guatemalan government, the Liechtensteinian government, and the government from Andorra, wherever the case might be. Those are real places, by the way. So there's been a deliberate misreading of this over time. And again, I'll post this piece. Hans wrote this back in like the 2018, somewhere in there. So it's been around for a couple of years. But if you're not aware of this, it's worth a read. I will get it posted for you. You'll be able to check it out and see what his argument is, and we'll be able to go from there. Okay? There's no argument made that indicates that Joe Biden is anything but gone. That the president, the acting president of the United States right now is Donald Trump. Scott Brown, he was a senator for about a week and a half in Massachusetts before he was voted out, a Republican. It was a fluke. He got in and got out right away. He said that he noted when Biden took office that the guy was losing it then. And indeed, he has continued to lose it.
I've said he's been on vacation for more than 4 years. I noted when he first got elected that he was in diminished capacity, and we should all be very concerned.
Yeah, he was in diminished capacity then. Now he's just on permanent vacation. He's taking his, the White House has moved to the beach in Rehoboth. Well, actually, now he's in the USVI sniffing Virginia's hairs. I think it's what you call citizens of the Virgin Islands. Are they called Virginians? Virgins? Virginians?
Good question.
I know. It's going to bother me all day now. It really is. 7:43. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
Can you look online and see what time the next flight leaves from Tampa to there?
You're going there for recycling, are you?
Yeah, I think I'll just go down and investigate, see what's going on.
That's good. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, there we go. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There's a big delay, just in case you're traveling, I-95 in Virginia at Quantico. There's a big wreck there. Several lanes are blocked. Multi-mile back up northbound. But I think southbound, if you're traveling south, you're leaving from the Capitol Beltway, going down towards Richmond, you'll have a delay there as well at the accident scene. Nothing on the Beltway at all locally. JFX, good to go right now. Lanes are clear between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Get your vehicle ready for winter driving today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild showers late this afternoon, a high around 55 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a high about 50 degrees once again. Hunt Valley has 35 degrees. Middle River has 32. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, once again, it is time for Choose Your Fake News. Every day at about this time, we get one of you listeners on to challenge our panel and come with which of the following three stories is going to be fake news. Carrie is in Perryville. Carrie, whoops, hang on a second, the wrong line. Let's grab this line. Carrie, good morning. How are you? Whoops, did Carrie just go away? Yeah, did I just manage to hang up on? Is it both be on line two, but is on line one instead? Is he still there? Let's check. Carrie, are you there?
This is Mark. I'm not Carrie.
Well, Mark, guess what? You're just in time to play Choose Your Fake News.
Okay.
You're sorry, Carrie.
Actually, I wanted to tell you that citizens of the Virgin Islands are called Virgin Islanders.
Virgin Islanders. Okay.
Correct.
I thought that was somebody who'd never been to an island before. You see?
We won't go there.
I learn all kinds of things during the show. I really appreciate that. All right, Mark, where are you from?
I am from Upperco.
All right, Mark, I'm going to give you three stories. You'll have to choose which one of the following three stories is fake news. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last, sir?
I'd like to go last, please.
Like to go last, all right. Here are your three stories. Panel, are you all ready?
All set.
All right. First story, story number one. In Indianapolis, a man is found in the parking lot outside the Family Dollar, wearing a full knight's uniform, like from the Middle Ages, carrying a broadsword, and challenging people who came out of Family Dollar with beheading should they not give him their Family Dollar purchases. What did I just do here?
I don't know. I'm still here, though.
What did I just do? I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Did we lose Chuck?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. We're doing so very well today. Oh. We really are. See if we can get Chuck back. So that's story number one. Story number two from Sedalia, Maine. A man was arrested after he showed his genitals to a life insurance agent while trying to take out a life insurance policy. Apparently, he thought he was going for health insurance. Where apparently there are some policies where that's required. I don't know. Story number three. This is from Wisconsin. Of course, a man arrested for drunk driving snuck 5 unopened beer cans into the patrol car that he was able to drink on the way to the station. That's just classic. Oh. All right. It's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So is that story number one? There's somebody dressed as a knight. It's like the Black Knight out of Life of Brian or whatever that was. There's somebody that says, I'm not done with you yet. Story number two. Listen, I thought I was going for health insurance. Whoops, my bad. And story number three. Listen, nobody said I couldn't drink if I was in the back seat.
Yeah. No. Not driving.
Not driving. And we'll go ahead and start with you, Julie.
Well, these are all such great stories. I don't want number two to be true, so I'm going to pick number two.
You got to pick number two, right?
Yeah.
Jill's goal is for number two. What about you?
I'm going to go with number two as well.
Really?
Yes.
Michelle goes with number two as well. Chuck, although I know that this may have been your personal practice, is the story fake news?
Well, the last time that happened to me, the guy that was writing the policy said, I can give you a policy that will actually raise the dead.
Oh. Yes. Well played. Is it story number one, two, or three, Chuck?
Well, I'm going to go with the ladies.
Going to go with the ladies. Well, that's me, man about town, you.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Is it Mark, I believe? Mark?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I'm thinking that story number three, if a gentleman is handcuffed, I'm not sure how he could smuggle or utilize cans of beer in a police car. So
well,
I'm going to say number three.
You're going to say number three. No one, actually, we'll start with number three because, unfortunately, that is a true story. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he drank the beers. But this guy's name is Giovanni Flores, and he was arrested for drunk driving. And apparently it had one beer out of the six-pack. He took the rest of the six-pack into the back seat with it.
Yeah, it's not free. You can't waste
That's
it.
That's right. Hey, really.
Better than me, then.
It was Chief Oshkosh, the good stuff, you know. It's Apple Brow. a lot of you guys, the entire panel, chose story number two, the Sedalia man arrested after his genitals were exposed to the life insurance agent. That's a true story.
Oh, that is a true story.
Nobody chose story number one. That is our fake news of the day. In Indianapolis, a man was not wearing the full knight's uniform and swinging his sword, threatening to behead anybody who didn't give them his family dollar.
Thank you, anyway, and have a happy new year.
Thanks.
You too.
And thank you, panel. A 7:50 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck will check back with you in about 3 minutes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Kim Klasick Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They don't care. At what point in time do you think that they care? They're hoping that you move. You think they just want to have this high rise sitting across the street from your small little row home? No, they want you to leave immediately. They can knock over those homes and then put something else there.
The Kim Klasick Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:52 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCU on Tuesday morning, and also the last day of the year. 2025 is ahead. A new presidency beginning around 3 weeks and 4 hours from now. 4 hours and 15 minutes, perhaps. But it's around the corner, folks. Coming very, very soon. Person of the year, according to Time Magazine, of course, is Donald Trump. And he'll be the president for all of us beginning around 3 weeks from now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM is who we are. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM-680 if you want to join the conversation. Again, sorry to Carrie, who gave us a call and I inadvertently hung up on. I'm embarrassed by doing that, but today's one of those days. If you're just joining us, the internet is down, so I can't ask you to text us. You can text, and I'll get it on Thursday, I guess. Or you can send us an email, and I'll get it when I get home. I can check the computer. Beyond that, the best thing to do is actually route all of your correspondence directly to Chuck Whitaker. And I'll give you his home phone number coming up right after 9 o'clock this morning.
Very good.
Right. Good morning, Chuck.
Remind me to make a note of this. I'll kill you later.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce. And Happy New Year.
Same to you.
We're looking at live at the Bay Bridge. Beautiful morning at the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open. Good travel right now, both east and westbound through the area. Have not really found any major problem areas, so that's good. If you're traveling early, some folks may be back on the road again today. Everybody's doing fine, with the exception of that wreck at Quantico, 95 in Virginia, south of the Capitol Beltway, having big problems there. Multiple vehicles were involved. Northbound, southbound is open, but they've been slow at the scene. Everybody's doing fine with the lanes open locally at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Mild today, showers later on this afternoon, a high around 55 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a high about 50. Right now, Middle River has 32 degrees, and Hunt Valley is looking at, where are we, about 35. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Want to join the conversation? Easy to do, 410-WCBM-680. By the way, we do anticipate having the internet back up the moment Kim Klasick walks into the studio. Not that she has pull, and we don't. I'm just making a note of this. My prediction is we get the internet back the moment Kim sits down behind the microphone. And if I'm mistaken on that, well, then, boy, somebody in the internet is in big trouble. That's all I got to say. You don't mess with this girl, I'll tell you. Talk Radio 680 WCB, an interesting piece in Town Hall yesterday. Actually, it's earlier than yesterday. It says the false gods of leftism. We've talked about this in one fashion or another, and I do think it's worth, particularly now that we're turning a corner from the old administration to the new administration, what we're talking about here. You know, I mean, the phrase in the Bible, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, for the political left, the whole idea has been to expand the size of government. Technically, there are things called agencies in the culture. There's family. There's a community. There's a church. There's school. There's local government. There's state government. There's federal government. There are various other agencies, any fraternal organizations to which you happen to belong. I mean, these are agencies. The whole goal of the political left has been to grow the size of the federal government as an agency. It's a zero-sum game. So if you have to grow that size, you have to shrink the size of some other agency. So they've been very systematic in going at this. You can simultaneously shrink the size or the impact of federal of state or local government by expanding the sway of federal government. In other words, if you have a college or a university and you take $1 of federal money, guess what? You're now playing by their rules. If you have one student there who has a student loan, because now it's a federal function to have the student loan rather than a bank function, guess what? You're now playing by their rules. That's the way they've done it when it comes to other levels of government and to the banking industry. They've shrunk it by simply saying, we're going to do that function. Whether or not we ever collect on those debts, we don't care because it's not the problem. The problem for us is getting the government to be bigger. They've done the same thing in local governments. They've done the same thing to community. But they come down to family and religion. And this is where the political left has been particularly pernicious. You want to shrink the impact of family. Well, it takes a village. No, it doesn't. It takes a mom and a dad. if the village is going to be defined as the federal government coming down with some edict from Washington, D.C. as to how you have to structure your family, which pronouns you must use moving forward, that shrinks the size of family and the role of family in the society, in the culture. If they say, you know, for you to be able to go to church during COVID, Sarah, you can't do that. We're the federal government, and we say you do not have the right to worship, despite the fact that the Constitution guarantees you this. That happened, folks. And they expanded the influence of the federal government by making religion and the freedom of religion subservient to the needs and desires of the federal government. And this trend is in virtually everywhere you see it. So you cannot have a federal government that's all-powerful if there's still a God out there. No matter if it's a Christian God or a Jewish God, a Zoroastrian God, you can't do that if there's an almighty power out there of any kind. So we have to delegitimize that. Now, what's the old saying? The biggest trick the devil ever did was convince you that he's not real. So what the federal government's doing is saying, there really is, you know, God doesn't have a role here. So you're a Catholic hospital? Sorry, you must do abortions. We, as the federal government, we have decided this for you. But it's against our faith, not my problem. We're the federal government. We've made this decision. You have to violate your religious point of view to our edicts, period. And they've made this stuff happen over and over again. When you have a nominally Republican governor here in this state, Larry Hogan, who says you can't go to church, but you can go to a strip club. What does this say? It says we're going to delegitimize religion, but you can still go out. You can go to a liquor store. You can go to a strip club. You can go to the casino. That's all good. But somehow you go to a church, and because people are singing hymns there, they're going to pass along COVID, where they're breathing on you in the booze aisle at the liquor store. That doesn't. And they keep expanding the size of the federal government because they have a false god, and the false god is them. It's 8 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Good morning. I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Pentagon appeals court is giving the green light to plea deals made with accused conspirators in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The panel upheld a military judge's ruling that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin acted beyond the scope of his authority when he rescinded the three plea deals in August. Under the agreement, the men, including accused mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, will plead guilty to war crimes for life prison sentences instead of facing the death penalty at trial. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be held January 9th. The services take place at the Washington National Cathedral. Carter is expected to lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. President Biden has also declared January 9th a national day of mourning. Public events will also be held in Atlanta, while a private interment is planned in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia. The final payments for a fund for victims of the late Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff are being sent out. The Department of Justice said Monday the last disbursement of more than $131 million is being sent to some 23,000 victims around the world. When all is said and done, more than $4.3 billion will have been paid out. City police are investigating a Monday night shooting in northeast Baltimore near a fire station in the 1200 block of East Cold Spring Lane. The male victim was shot multiple times at around 7:30. Homicide detectives are called in due to the severity of the injuries. And the Archdiocese of Baltimore's Grief Ministry held a prayer walk on Monday to remember and pray for the city's homicide victims. Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley took part, saying, while the 2024 homicide rate is lower than in previous years, the loss of life still has a profound impact on families and communities. He says the battle against violence is far from over. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball is looking for qualified applicants to serve on the Inspector General Advisory Board. The newly created Office of the Inspector General is tasked with investigating fraud, waste, and abuse in the county. Ball says a 7-member advisory board will play a pivotal role in ensuring the integrity of county government. Requirements can be seen on the county website. The application deadline is January 30th. And Marylanders with plans to head to the far western parts of the state should be prepared for snow to start the new year. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for Garrett County from late tonight until late on New Year's Day. Forecasters are expecting 4 to 8 inches of snow accumulation possible, with winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. And now, with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Absolutely very nice right now in the Beltway. No problems at all. The Park Coast side, the inner loop through Pikesville, and even down the west side, cruising right along from 795 towards Frederick Road, and then that area from the VW Parkway on the Beltway down towards I-97 over to Ritchie Highway, Route 10. All the lanes are clear. Very nice on the JFX as well. Right now, good travel from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. They're still working on that wreck. It's on the ramp from 895 south as you exit on to Moravia Road. Traffic can get by to the left. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Temperatures mild today, but after today, getting much colder, and it stays colder into early next week. Showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, 57 the high. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In sports, the Ravens are gearing up for their regular season finale. Baltimore hosts AFC North rival Cleveland Saturday at M&T Bank Stadium. The Ravens are 11-5 and first in the AFC North. The Browns are 3-13 and last in the division. Now, Baltimore can clinch the division with a win or a tie. The Ravens can also clinch the division with a Pittsburgh Steelers loss or tie. The Steelers host the Cincinnati Bengals on Saturday. And in other news, Baltimore opened the 21-day practice window for tight end Charlie Kohler. The Commanders are preparing for their biggest rival. Washington plays the Dallas Cowboys Sunday on the road. Washington is 11-5 on the season, while Dallas is 7-9. The Commanders can clinch the sixth seed in the NFC with a win. The Capitals are back in action this afternoon. Washington hosts the Boston Bruins at Capital One Arena. The Caps are 24-10-2. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Give me three steps. Just give me three steps. Great song. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, hour number three, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott, and as always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day. Interesting poll out noted in Daily Caller. Most Americans, this is the headline, most Americans are tired of celebs piping up on political issues following the Harris camp's star-studded blitz. You know, this is when Kamala Harris was, you know, giving Oprah $1 million to show up at an event so she could spontaneously endorse her. Give me $1 million, and I'll be very tempted to endorse her, too, as a matter of fact. I give her kind of a lukewarm endorsement. I wait till the check cleared. That changed my mind. Would be what I would do. Yes. Of course, this during the time period where Lizzo was out there telling swing state voters to support Kamala Harris, so the, quote, whole country could be just like Detroit. That was something apparently she thought was a good thing. That's just saying, we want the whole country to be just like West Baltimore. Wow. Okay. Knock yourself out. American people's opinion of celebrities publicizing their political views helped Trump, because he was his own celebrity. And the idea of paying attention, I've always thought this is odd. It's like when you had, a couple of years ago, you had Sally Fields testifying in front of Congress on farm issues because she was in some movie where she played the wife of a farmer. Really? How stupid and dilatory is this? That you're going to have, look, I happen to think Sally Fields is a cool lady. I've met her once or twice. I think she's a wonderful actor. She's dedicated to her craft. I remember her saying once to me, she didn't care where she acted when she left the Flying Nun. She didn't care. That was not acting for her. She said, I want to act. I'm an actor. And she said, I don't care where. I could be on a stage in Podunk, Iowa, and I'm happy. I mean, I could be anywhere acting, but I want to act. She came back later on, did Norma Jean, did all these other wonderful movies. She's a fine actor. You like me. You really like me. Okay, whatever. But you know, she had no business testifying in front of Congress on farm issues. Why? Because she could memorize lines? Because she played the wife of a farmer in a movie? And that happens over and over again. You know, Kim Kardashian, God bless her, man, that she's managed to do a couple of good things. But what expertise does she possibly have? None. They do this because Congress thinks they're not celebrities enough. Don't forget, Washington, D.C. basically is Hollywood for ugly people. All right, so they want to make sure they have that aura. Well, the American public is now saying, stop it. We sent you there to legislate and not to become a celebrity. If you want to go be a celebrity someplace, knock yourself out, but not here, not on our dime. We're paying you $167,000 a year to be a congressperson here. So go ahead, do your job. That's a satisfactory salary. And if you can't figure out how to get by on that, simply do what Nancy Pelosi has done and guide all kinds of work to your husband. And enrich him. No, he's not going to her, you know, no conflict there. Amazing. So Americans are saying, enough of this. We're done with this. We'll see if that lasts. And we'll see what happens the next election cycle if they begin to haul out all the celebrities again, thinking it's going to work. But at least during this past election, the numbers seem to show it didn't. Matter of fact, it was a turnoff for a number of people who began to feel like, I think they're manipulating us. Well, yes, they had been. And it's a revelation. The scales fall off of the eyes when they realize this is the level of the manipulation that's being engaged in by those people on the political left. They haul out these celebrities because they think somehow a rap artist will convince people to vote in a particular way. And frankly, if that's what we've come to in the society, we deserve what we get. And I'm glad that it did not work this past time, because that gives me some hope. Because if we have a society where basically a celebrity gets to decide, this is like America's Got Talent, right? You're going to put Donald Trump up there, you're going to put Joe Biden up there, or Kamala Harris up there, or somebody else up there, and they somehow are going to make the difference? They're going to be the ones who actually have the impact on the society? It's silly. It makes no sense whatsoever. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of viewing ourselves as anything other than puppets. The media, by the way, kept defending Biden. And no matter what defense they put up, it blew up in their faces over and over and over again. And the last defense was he's really working hard. Of course, they dropped that the minute he went down to the U.S. Virgin Islands for an extended vacation while still the president. And while there's still stuff going on in the world that a president should be paying attention to. So he's not, because he's vacationing, as he has done for 40% of the time he's there. The media, you know, most of the CNN and MSNBC segments, they read like they're coming out of the headquarters of the DNC. Jonathan Turley, this guy's brain is wonderful. Not a conservative. He noted that the swamp media, the legacy media, took another broadside with the National Archives release of old photos showing Joe and Hunter were their supposed business associates in China. These are the people, by the way, Joe had never met. I never met any of those people. I never traveled with them. I never knew them, never had a drink with them, never. Well, once again, that's a lie. So the National Archives has released this a little too late for many of us. They sat on this till well after the election. The National Archives have had these photos now for years. But somehow they weren't available, right? They weren't available until just now. And that's the way it goes. And so the left media takes another blow as the National Archives says, hey, guess what? You got trouble, my friends, right here in River City. 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Talking about this weather coming into the western part of the state. Just brought the camera up at US 219, Maryland 219, Deep Creek Lake. Ooh, is it beautiful there? See the wind blowing the water, but the sun's out. Nice day. Probably not tomorrow, but for right now, we'll take it. And it's a good ride. All the major roadways out in the western part of the state are fine. I-68, I-70, I-81. So everybody's traveling good. And if you're going to do it, probably today is the day to do it because overnight things can change. New wreck in Woodlawn just came in. Heads up, if you're on Rolling Road, the wreck is reported north of Security Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild today, showers late this afternoon, a high around 55 degrees. Tomorrow is sunny and breezy and a high around 50. Once again, temperatures are fairly temperate outside right now, in the high 30s and low 40s as we slowly climb toward the 55-degree mark or thereabouts. Right now, Glen Burnie has 35. Downtown Baltimore right now, a bit warmer. Baltimore has actually 36 degrees. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:15. Brian Mast, Congressman Brian Mast, has taken on the issue of illegal immigration head on, and he takes no prisoners here. He says that that it is time that we cut off subsidies to blue cities who say they're going to resist ICE's efforts to get violent illegal aliens out of their towns.
It's no holds barred for all resources, all dollars that go into your city, because the fact of the matter is you're taking tax dollars from all Americans, but endangering all Americans. Whether somebody came in Arizona and burned somebody alive in New York, you're endangering everybody. So whether it's dollars that come through the Highway Trust Fund or through the Corps of Engineers to support your ports or you name it, those dollars should be cut off. We're not going to subsidize what you do with illegal immigrants.
That's it. We are not going to subsidize it. We're not going to pay. We're not going to give you money that you can then turn around and use as part of a legal defense fund to prevent us from doing the job that we are legally required to do. Mass says, believe me, as of January 20th, ICE is just about to change, and it's about to change substantially.
It also goes to the change that's going to happen with the federal government side of it. We know under the Biden administration, you have ICE that will go to local law enforcement agencies and say, hey, we know they're set for final deportation, but that's not good enough for us to detain them and bring them to the ICE facility. And the federal government will tell them, you let them go instead. That has to come to an end. It will come to an end under President Trump.
That's Brian Mast, Congressman, saying this is going to end come January 20. And again, my suspicion is they're going to have people stationed on January 20th to begin this. They're not going to wait till the 21st. They're going to do it on day one in order to keep their words. Mast notes, by the way, the Democrat approach to handling violent illegal aliens is really different than the Republican approach.
You had a Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and you have a Hakeem Jeffries, and you have others that want to go out there and take the resource and say, hey, listen, you have to have a bleeding heart for these people that entered our country illegally. We have to lodge them. We have to give them, pay their legal fees. We have to pay for their food. We have to pay for their health care. We have to pay for their transportation and everything else. And they have no remorse over it whatsoever.
None. No remorse whatsoever, because they see this as the sensible approach to governance. We simply have a philosophical disagreement here. This is not an attack on person. This is an attack on the ideas. And if the political left thinks it's a good idea to subsidize illegal aliens as they come into this country outside the law, it's a violation of the law right there. I mean, you can't very well say, well, they've committed no crime when the very first thing they did was commit a crime by coming into the country. I mean, that is a crime. If you come into the country outside the law, you've committed a crime. If you come in outside normal channels, you've committed a crime. For my purposes, again, I take a very different view than an awful lot of people on this. I think we should have no immigration for a period of 20 years, maybe a period of 25, not longer than that, but 20 to 25 years. We've done this before. We did it once in the last century, I think from around 1924 to 1964, somewhere in that time range. There was no legal immigration because they were wise to figure out we had to have time to absorb the wave after wave of immigrant population who had come in prior to that. Remember, Teddy Roosevelt was giving a speech in the early 19-teens or early 1920s where he said there is no hyphenated American. You know, they're simply, you're not a German-American or Italian-American, you're an American. And it took a while, and the realization at the government level was it's going to take a while to make this happen, to make people begin to think, as a second or third generation thing to think, guess what? We are actually going to be Americans. It was the habit then for an immigrant to come to this country and say, we'll speak German with you here in the house. We'll speak French with you or Italian with you in the house. You leave the door of this apartment. You speak English. You learn the language. And that was normal. That was expected behavior. I know families still where the grandparents are only marginally literate in English. They're fully literate in their native tongue, whatever the tongue might be, fully literate, but not in English. But their kids are literate. Their grandkids are literate. Frankly, their kids or their grandkids are going to some of the best colleges and universities in the country because they are driven to make sure that this occurs. You know what? Take a look at an interesting population. Take a look at the Asian immigrant population. If you go to any Chinese food store, better yet, if your kid is in class and has Asian students in that class with him or with her, or maybe it's your grandchild, I don't know how you pulled this off, but it's true. Go smell the homework. I'm serious. Go smell the homework of that Asian child. It's going to smell like Chinese food. Because these kids leave school, they go home, and then they'll go to mom and pop's Chinese food restaurant, and they'll do their homework in the back while mom and dad are running the store. That's typical in that particular subpopulation of this country. Not in others, but in that population. That used to be typical in any generation of any subgroup in this country. So my argument is we should really stop immigration completely until no longer do we see ourselves as Asian Americans or, Latinx American. What the hell does that mean? I don't know anybody who's Hispanic says, oh, please call me Latinx. No, call me Jose. Call me Gerardo. I mean, call me something, a term you've just made up. But until we no longer view ourselves as segmented in that fashion, and instead we view ourselves as Americans, all of us, no more. Just stop it. No more immigration from anywhere with very, very few exceptions. I mean, I'm talking 10 to 15,000, maybe 25,000 a year, max. That's it. And only the best and the brightest who are already in line waiting to come to this country who have something very specific that we need. And no more immigration for somebody who comes to this country who doesn't have a sponsor, who doesn't have a job lined up. You want to come to this country, you better have somebody waiting for you who's going to make sure you are employed. And that the burden is going to be on that individual from the government. If you don't do that, that individual is going to be in trouble because we can find that person. So you come, you're going to disappear into the woodwork. Well, your sponsor is going to pay a price should that happen. I know it's an oddball kind of thing to suggest, folks, but that's where I am on that. Michael Friedman joins us now from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Well, you got me hungry. I'm up for some Chinese food.
I'm serious, Mike. You do this. I mean, my kids did it. I mean, you could tell. Their parents are working their butts off in order to become Americans.
No question. Listen, I hate to bring up a kind of scam on New Year's, but maybe it's a good time to bring it up. There's something new the insurance companies are doing. Now, they have, over the last couple of years, called people who've been in accidents and tried to settle cases with them right off the bat, even before the people really know how badly they're injured. Now what they've done, and I had this yesterday, they are sending you, if you're in an accident, a link for you to link to your checking account, and they will send the money directly from them to your checking account. So you don't even have to do anything. The problem is, for them, they also need a release signed. So at the same time, hey, your money is in the bank, it's safe, go check, you'll see it's there, and here's the release to sign. Fortunately, my client was waiting for the reports of an MRI on her back, and she very smartly suggested to herself that maybe she should call a lawyer before she signed the release in case the MRI comes back and shows that the hardware in her back from a prior surgery is okay, because she thinks it might not. So that was an easy call for her, because it was pretty obvious she wasn't going to settle her case. Now, she gets to keep the money. They sent it. It's in her bank. They get to keep it. It wasn't in lieu of you having to take the settlement. It was just kind of goading you into having to, you got the money and thinking that that's the end of the case, which it's not. So at the end of the case, when we settle it, whatever that amount of money is will be deducted from the settlement. But so here and out, folks, if you're in an accident, before you sign anything, I don't care what monies they send you, the insurance company, and where it goes, please give us a call. We are there, 410-363-6848. We'll be there over the holidays. We're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I think I've got it all. Just like WCBM is there for you all day and all night. So, Bruce, have a great holiday. Listeners, have a great holiday. Be safe. I know Sean's out celebrating the playoff victory, and his team is finally in the playoffs. So we can't be snide to him anymore, but
no.
That's okay. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Bruce, take care.
As they say, see you next year.
Yeah, see you next year. You're right.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it, Michael Freeman. 823, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The minor wreck was in Woodlawn on the west side, Rolling Road, north of Security Boulevard. It's not going to be a big deal. There's room to get around, but all the interstates are still running just fine. Good news if you are traveling south. There was a wreck near Quantico as you're traveling I-95 in Virginia. That wreck is cleared. The backup at one point was almost 3 miles, and now that's dissipating. That's the traffic coming north towards the Capitol Beltway. The traffic south towards Richmond right now is running with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Going to be a mild, showers late this afternoon, a high around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a high 50. It's a pleasant outside right now, but not all that exceptionally toasty quite yet. You're looking at around 35 degrees in Ellicott City right now, and in Hunt Valley, it's 36. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Among the things that Joe Biden is doing on the way out is he's handing out pardons as if they're candy. Of course, it's penny candy that somehow has to be paid for, so I'm trying to figure out what the financial angle is, because the Bidens don't do anything without a financial angle on this. But Elizabeth Oyer heads the Pardon Commission. She's in charge of determining or recommending who gets pardons and who doesn't. And she said something the other day that's really worth hearing and absorbing. Listen to what she has to say about one of the major considerations as to who gets a pardon and who doesn't.
Systemic racial disparities are absolutely a factor that we take into consideration in making our recommendations on clemency. To be clear, we don't look at the race of individual clemency petitioners. That's not a piece of information that we ask for in our clemency petition or that we solicit. But we do, of course, consider all of the data from the Sentencing Commission and other sources that shows systemic racial disparities that are baked into certain sentencing laws and practices.
Wait a minute now. What she's saying, folks, is that if there are two individuals, one of whom is a white guy, one of whom is a minority guy of some, some favored minority, or better yet, if one of whom is a white straight guy and the other is a faux guy who is black or Native American or Hispanic, whatever, that the second individual's identification and race will be a consideration as to whether he or she gets a parole and the white guy does not. That's what she's saying. When she's saying, we take racial disparities into mind. Well, what can that possibly mean other than, guess what? We're going to lean in the favor of letting people go depending on how much melanin you have in your skin. It won't be equal justice under the law. It'll be equal justice under the law depending on exactly how tan you are. I mean, how obvious your tan line is. I mean, that seems to be what she's saying. Samantha Dravis, who is on the other side of this issue, also an attorney, says, this stinks.
It's completely corrosive to the rule of law, to the justice system in this country, that Biden is cherry-picking criminals and deciding which ones are going to get a different outcome. The principle of the rule of law is that we all know what the laws are, and they're applied the same way to everybody, regardless of who you are. And if Biden wanted to take a principled stand against the death penalty because he's Catholic, then why did he leave out three or four of these inmates and give them a different outcome?
Yeah. In other words, she's pointing out that clearly the pardons aren't just simply on their face for a whole class of individuals who have committed a particular set of crimes. Remember, Obama did this, it seems to me, with marijuana users. If I recall correctly, Obama during his administration, maybe it was Biden early in his, where he simply said the marijuana laws have changed. And if you're in jail because of marijuana use, you know, I understand you were convicted when it was a law, but you can go home now. I understand that if the entire class of individuals, and not that I fully agree with that, but I understand the logic behind that. But if the logic behind it is, we're going to let you go because you're a different shade of individual than the guy next to you who had exactly the same infraction that you did, then that makes no sense to me. And it points out, once again, we do not have a system of justice here in this country. We have multiple systems of justice here in this country, and they're not all equal. That those who are rich, those who have special privileges, those politicians who believe in a particular fashion, they have one set of rules applied to them. And that on the other side, you have a set of rules applied that don't seem to apply if you're a conservative white guy or a conservative white woman or anything other than a far lefty or rich. If you're middle class, lower middle class, guess what? We know we can get you because you don't have money to fight back. Those rich folks, they're going to skate. 8:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Once again, here's news, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. City police have arrested a suspect in connection with a December 14th murder in southwest Baltimore. Detectives have charged 42-year-old Tracy Jeter with first-degree murder in the killing of 29-year-old Trayvon Benson. It happened in the 200 block of North Payson Street. Jeter is held without bail. Baltimore's reaching 200 homicides for the year. The figure is a 23% decrease from the 259 homicides at this point last year. Non-fatal shootings are down by 34%. Last year, in 2023, there were 262 homicides. That marked the first time in 9 years that Baltimore recorded fewer than 300 homicides. The Maryland State Highway Administration is reminding drivers that new laws impacting travel through work zones will take effect January 1st. The Maryland Road Worker Protection Act increases fines for violations caught on work zone speed cameras to a maximum of $1,000. Officials say drivers should watch for flashing beacons that will alert them when crews are in a work zone. An Anne Arundel County police officer is facing charges of suspicion of driving under the influence after a weekend traffic stop in Queen Anne's County. Corporal S. Dolan was arrested following a traffic stop by a Maryland state trooper. Dolan is a 10-year vet of the department assigned to the Bureau of Community Services. The officer is suspended administratively with pay pending an investigation. And the Maryland Young Republicans Club has named Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor as its elected official of the year. The organization says Sheriff Gaylor showed tremendous leadership in the national spotlight during the Rachel Morin murder case. The group says the sheriff handled that case and several others with aplomb and brought the criminals responsible to justice. Marylanders with plans to head to the far western parts of the state should be prepared for snow to start the new year. The National Weather Service has issued a storm watch for Garrett County from late tonight until New Year's Day. Coming up, we'll have lottery numbers plus traffic and weather.
Did you get that present you desire this holiday? If not, come to Westminster Speed and Sound as we have what you always wanted. Remote car starters are one of our most popular products, as you'll never go out to a cold car again or have to worry about scraping windows. We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as you'll experience increased comfort, reduced glare, and protect your skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And then there's ceramic paint coatings that'll make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. Truck accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products have been popular for decades around here. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 725, and the pick 4 was 6230. Now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be some late slowing on the west end of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. If you're getting into Northern Virginia, there's an accident there. It's in the local lanes, but you should be prepared. May back us up just a bit on the west end of that area of the Potomac River Bridge at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge on that section of the Capitol Beltway. Late ride through Annapolis looks fine. If you're traveling north, 95 is clear, 83 is good, up through the Pennsylvania line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This 835 look back on Baltimore sports moments in 2024 is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The football season in Baltimore may not be over yet, but what a season it's been. Sunday night, September 29th, the Ravens are 0-2, and the big bad Buffalo Bills are in town.
There goes Henry up a big running game against Dallas. Derrick Henry on the run. Heflin Lewis chasing at the 40, at the 30. He will score!
The King ran for 199 yards that night, and the 87-yarder was the longest run from scrimmage in Ravens history as Baltimore crushed the Bills 35-10. And then the very next week in Cincinnati, it was Lamar's turn.
Justice Hill is the back. Likely in motion. He bobbles it. Scoops it in. Vacuums it home. Here comes Hubbard. Oh, he threw him away like a rag doll. And he throws in the end zone. Caught. Caught for a touchdown. Caught for a touchdown by Likely. Absolutely amazing.
Simply put, Lamar was Lamarvelous. 348 yards in the air, four touchdowns, and somehow, some way, the Ravens beat the Bengals in Cincinnati 41-38 in overtime. Finally, December 21st on a cold Saturday night in Baltimore with the Steelers in town, a chance for the Ravens to clinch the playoffs.
Wilson, pressure, passing it, right over, and that's picked off the other way. Marlon Humphrey, pick six.
Marlon Humphrey's first pick six of his career, and it propelled the Ravens into the playoffs 34-17 over the Steelers. Here's hoping for more meaningful football in January and February. Happy holidays, everyone. And that is Stein on Sports.
Temperatures mild today, but after today, getting much colder, and it stays colder into early next week. Showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, 57 the high. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
If I only knew what Auld Lang Syne meant, I'd be able to relate so much more effectively to this. Good morning. Good morning, 5 Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. Julie, initially, let me say, extraordinary job this morning. We all walked in this morning very early and discovered Michelle Gisella let us know as we walked in. Hi, got a little news for you. She's so cheery when she does it, you know. Hi, got a little news. No internet. Which meant that we had no audio, there, with the exception of the stuff I'd already downloaded into the system. And it's fine. The show has been very good. I believe that Kim Klasick is done with the building. You know why I say that? The internet works now. Right? I said early, it's going to come back on when Kim Klasick comes in. And, yep, Kim is doing the in the studio about 30 minutes from right now for the Kim Klasick live show. And of course, the internet is now back up and working perfectly, which helps a lot for all the audio that I sent over in the last 24 hours from my home studio. Oh, well. Eddie emails in, fair share. We're talking about taxes. One of the things that annoys me, Lois, is when Democrats say it's time for the rich to pay their fair share. Well, define terms. What would a fair share be? If we're supposed to tithe 10% to our church or synagogue, or potentially more, depending on what the needs of the church or synagogue are. But you're supposed to tithe 10%, right? Then what is that's a fair share. So the widow's mite, remember that story from the Bible? Well, her that's a bigger sacrifice for her than somebody who owns a granary. He can and donate bushels and bushels of whatever. In the same fashion, it makes sense that those individuals who don't have much, don't earn much, would pay a smaller dollar share of federal taxes. But we have a system where more than about 50% of us don't pay any federal taxes at all. And still, many of those individuals get back money because of the earned income tax credit. This is an earned income tax credit on taxes they never paid in the first place. It's just a massive transfer of wealth. It's a step towards socialism, and it's always struck me as bizarre that we're going to call something earned income tax credit, and you don't have to pay taxes to get the credit. If you're paying taxes, and the government says, we think there should be a minimum level, a poverty level, and we'll set that poverty level. Of course, today's poor people would be considered pretty well off 100 years ago compared to what was poor 100 years ago. 100 years ago, it was going into the roaring 20s. And after that, of course, the 1930s was the Great Depression, where you had massive unemployment. I think officially the numbers were like 27% unemployed, but a lot of people were underemployed during that time period, or a lot of people weren't employed at all. And simply, they got by because they raised their own vegetables in the back garden. And they were able to go ahead and get by in that fashion. But a lot of hobos riding trains, a lot of people struggling. And then, of course, the Dust Bowl came up, and that exacerbated the problem even further for those people in Oklahoma and the lower Midwest. But for me, a fair share means everybody pays the same. Everybody's treated equally under the law. And Eddie says, no, fair share to the government means we take whatever we want from whomever we want, whenever we want. And we give you what we took from you and give it to whoever we want, including foreign countries. Unless, of course, we want to give some of it back to you, in which case you're supposed to be thankful that we're giving you back some of your own money. How dare you not be thankful? And Jim in the Outer Bank says, in my opinion, everyone should have to have some skin in the game, even the kid who mows lawns or sets up a lemonade stand. It may be only a few cents or a couple of bucks, literally. But then kids will learn about taxes and maybe grow up making better decisions when they vote. True. Actually, my suggestion would be, stop withholding. I mean, really, that'd be one step right in the right direction. Stop withholding. And once a month, you have to write a check to the government equal to what the withholding would have been. You'd see a tax revolution in this country if we actually began to understand how much is being withheld from our income. Well, you know, you see it in the abstract. But imagine every month having to write a check for what you're being withheld every single month. You become critically aware of how much the government at every level is taking of your money. Okay, a little further exposition of this coming up, because I want you to understand that in my view, money is a human right. It's a human right that you deserve. And I'll explain this coming up. It does make sense. Trust me on this. And I think when you hear me out, maybe I'll bring one or two of you over to my point of view on this. That's coming up around the corner right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, of course, now that Kim's internet is back up, it's so nice of her to let us use her internet during the show most days. I guess today we must have misbehaved yesterday. Julie, did you say something to Kim Klasick yesterday that honked her off?
Because I hope not. No. Yeah.
Well, you think it's coincidence she walks in the building and all of a sudden the internet works? Really? That's a coincidence.
We're lucky.
Yeah, we're lucky she likes us today. I mean, I don't think I said anything. I mean, that whole story about the rat birth control was a little sketchy, but I think she was amused. 8:43. I think it was Michelle said something. Traffic with her on the threes, Chuck.
Kim told me every time she looks at you, she laughs.
I know, yeah. Or screams in terror.
She comes in, she waves the wand, and all is better with
all
the world.
Well, yeah. Internet's back up.
We suffer for 2.5 hours.
The lighting's good.
It's right. You know, I got a cramp in my elbow because I have to hold my cell phone to my head. I mean, come on.
You suffer. You suffer for your
It's art. Awful. I mean, I got to play golf today. I can't, you know, I got to get
really?
A rub down now.
Okay, I don't know. Seriously.
Okay. Route 100 looks fine right here to Rundle Mills Boulevard. Really, no problems at all. Everybody's just moving right along just fine. Both the tunnels still in good shape. Even made a check all the way down on the Eastern Shore, 50 at 404, went all the way down to Ocean City. Can't find anything. It's perfect right now. And the ride through that area around Kent narrows onto the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. You'll have no problems at all. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today, mild. Showers likely later on this afternoon, a high 55. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a high just about 50 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, Aberdeen has 32 degrees, also Edgewater 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 845. All right, here's the deal. The money you earn is a human right. Here's my logic. The difference between being a free man or free woman in a republic and being a serf, being a tenant farmer, is that you earn the money. The money you earn comes from the sweat of your brow or the use of your intellect or the use of your God-given skills, whatever they might be. And you earn money. Money is simply a way of keeping score. You earn money for some reason. For example, we think Beyonce is worth a whole lot of keeping score. We give her lots and lots of money. We give Lamar Jackson lots and lots of money. For those of us who are football fans, I have no problem with this. Look, you know, I pay the outrageous rates to go sit and watch a game every once in a while. That's fine. I think he earns it. View the people who play football just the same as you would any other performer, except they have 16 performances per year. And I would suggest that Taylor Swift earns more in one performance than the entire roster of many pro football teams do during the course of the year. I mean, so I view that as sports / entertainment. I'm glad to pay that entertainment cost. We choose to give those people those money. We choose to give people who handle our money and make our money grow a percentage. But again, the money comes from our work. So when the government says arbitrarily, we're going to take money from you in one fashion or another, whether it's through taxes or by making your money worth less through inflation, they are stealing your work. They're making you no different than if you were a serf or a tenant farmer or, you know, just a peasant with some king or queen or lord or lady ruling over you. Taxes should be very sparse at all. Look, I'm fine with going back to tariffs, which is how we ran this country for a very long time, until the early 1900s. And, you know, it seemed to work just fine. Because what we're doing now sure as hell doesn't work at all. Because the government now feels it's their money, that you owe it to them because it's their money. And if you earn a certain amount of money, well, you can afford to pay more. This is these students from this college who wanted to go to some bowl game and perform in their college band who said, well, you know what? Elon Musk should pay for this. Elon Musk never went to the college, never went to that university. He has no affiliation with it. They don't teach any of the subjects he cared about. But somehow, because he's rich, he can, quote, afford it. So we should simply seize his money from him and give it to somebody else. You know, from each according to their ability, to each according to their needs. I mean, gee, that sounds familiar. Where did that come from? I mean, but this is where we are. The government views it as their money that you're withholding taxes from them. You pay a penalty if you don't withhold enough of your own money so that they're satisfied when income tax is due. Think about how crazy this is. It's your money. You're filling out your income taxes. But if you didn't give them the right amount of estimated taxes during the year, you get penalized. Why does this make any sense at all? In other words, they want to earn the interest on your money during the year. They want your money early so they can do with it as they wish. So it's as if, you know, Michelle, which of course she actually does this, Jules, is Michelle came and said, I'd like $100 of your money. But you don't have to pay me now. You pay me in 12 months, except I need $12 a month, every month, between now and then, to make it all right. That's the government. Wait a minute, I'll pay you back. I said I'll pay you back in a year. If $120 for you, pay back in a year. I said, no. You'll pay me back in a year, but you have to pay me as we go along as well. That's what withholding does. That's what penalties on your withhold taxes does. I mean, they're penalizing you for not giving them your money because they view it as their money. It's not a matter of we're going to take money because we, you know, we're taking the same amount from everybody. Whenever I hear the Democrats say, you know, the rich have to, quote, pay their fair share, the dollar amount, the rich, the top 5%, they pay a majority of the dollar amount of the taxes in this country. Take all the taxes all the rest of us pay. Put it in a pile of money right here. There it is. Put next to it a pile of money where the top 5%, the top 10% make, and they pay more than the rest of us all combined. Particularly in a system you have 50% of the population not paying any taxes at all. I mean, this is crazy, man. So when the government says, I'm taking your money, they're taking your work. They're making you a servant. They're making you chattel. You have no worth as a free person in that moment because they view your money as theirs. If you work a farm for a lord or a lady, the tax man's going to come around and he's going to say, I need this many bushels of grain from you because you've been working on the lord or lady's property. And you either do it or they kick you out of your tenant farm.
Well, they've been doing that for years with Social Security.
Of course. Yeah, I mean,
they take our money and they put it in a pot and they act like, oh, you're going to get it back. But we don't see all of our money that we've put into Social Security.
And it's jingoistic because what they then say is, well, you wouldn't want to actually have to invest that yourself. Well, yeah, actually, I would. You give me the amount of money you've been withholding from my taxes since I started paying taxes, which I think was at age 14, actually. Then believe me, I'd be far better off. Now, we all would. Simply by saying, I'll put it all in government bonds. I mean, I'll put it in the safest investment in the world, and I'll be fine. Imagine that, personal responsibility. Being responsible for your own retirement, not being, look, Social Security, final note on this. We're going to end the show sometime soon. Final note on this. Social Security, when it was first introduced, was supposed to kick in at age 65. You know what the average lifespan was then? About 57. The chances of you actually getting to age 65 and qualifying for anything were remote. It was fiscally sound when they introduced it. And then they said, oh, actually, you know what? We have to expand the benefits. We have to do this. We have to do that. We have to give money to other people, too, out of the Social Security money. We'll have to pay a supplemental fund for this and an extra fund for that. So they take your money with the presumption they're going to invest it wisely and they don't give you back a return on your investment that's worth a damn. I mean, that's the problem. You could say as the government, you're going to be required to have a certain amount of disaster insurance for later on. I wouldn't really object to that if they said that because I can do that naturally. But then beyond that, you should be able to be a grown-up enough to take care of your own money. And you know what? If you don't, if you screw it up, kind of on you. It's not on us. 852, The Morning Drive, WCBM.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Get ready for WCBM Steak of the Union presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
There are people who have been at work since the 60s trying to tear down America because they hate America. That's what communists do. That's what socialists do. They hate. They envy. A lot of the world, a good share of the world, looks at us as the enemy, not as a beacon of freedom. The people, the masses in those awful countries look at America positively, but their leadership hates America. And we are the most diverse population in the history of the world.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
853 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker joins us sometime soon. He doesn't join us, Michelle. Hey, apparently we don't have Chuck Whitaker because now, of course, the internet's back up. So it's been one of those days, folks. It really is. Oh, there he is. There he is. Hi,
Hi.
Chuck. Hi.
I went down to get some water, came back, and said,
Hi.
My office is dark.
Oh, really?
Did I get evicted?
Well, it's okay now because, you know, the moment Kim Klasick walked in the building, the internet came back on. You cannot tell me this is a coincidence.
And then my lights went out.
Yeah. Well, apparently you said something.
Well, I'm guilty of that all the time. You know that.
Yes.
But either way, Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
Be careful. Don't go out tonight and get all liquored up and kill yourself or kill somebody. You know, they have ways to get you home if you need to go home. But don't, you know, we don't need that. We don't want to see any multi-car crashes and things like that. You know, so have a good time and just take it easy. I'm back, by the way, with you, Bruce, Friday.
Friday? You're not here Thursday? Okay.
No. Okay.
Because so, you will be staying at home drinking heavily. You'll be in a hangover state for all of Thursday morning. Got
it. Nice. That's nice. Big ice bag on my head.
Any excitement on the roads now, Chuck?
Nothing much at all. Looking at the Sandy Point area, the Bay Bridge, all that area is good. Beltway is fine. JFX, you're clear. And it's been good travel right now. The weather's good right now. There may be some weather coming in tonight and tomorrow, especially out in the western part of the state. So heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mild showers late this afternoon. Have a safe evening tonight, Chuck, and we'll talk with you on Friday morning. High today of around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy and a high around 50. Right now, Bel Air has 33 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 41. And coming up right after the 9 o'clock news this morning, it is Kim Klasick, who owns her own internet, and she's kind enough to let us use it. When we don't say something that annoys her.
Yes, yeah. I travel with it in my pocket, you know.
Yes, it's very nice of you.
Happy to be here.
The moment you walk, I said this morning, did I not? Julie,
absolutely.
I said this morning, I said the minute Kim walks in the building, surprise, surprise, the internet is going to work. The
you
minute
know,
you walked in the building, boom, the
internet's awesome.
Working. You cannot tell me this is a coincidence.
I have a connection with the internet gods.
The internet gods.
No, quite a morning already. My goodness. We are going to talk about Governor Westmore. He was talking about basically the budget and what we have coming up in this upcoming session. And he's still going through with this climate change initiative that's going to cost us $1 billion. So we're going to talk about the $1 billion we don't have to pay
for this.
That's
taxes for us, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be paying more taxes.
No, for sure. For sure. That's the only way they get this done. We're going to talk about that. Also, Joe Biden believes he would have beat Trump had he still been in the race. So I want to get people's feedback on that one because I think that's hilarious. And then the speakership. Trump endorsed Speaker Mike Johnson, and some people are upset about it. But, I mean, it is what it is. Nobody else has the votes. So we're going to talk about Speaker Johnson and maybe some possibilities on who else we could have there.
Yeah. By the way, Joe Biden is now down in the Virgin Islands. He went down there, I think, for recycling.
Okay.
And because apparently they're... He misunderstands that there are a lot of virgins down there. He wants to sniff their hair.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do.
So yes. I'm, That's what I understand at any rate.
That's how he understands it. Oh, my gosh. All that and more coming up at 9 o'clock. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kim. Bill is in Hoyts Bills. He's up next. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, and I want to wish you and everybody there a happy new year.
Same to you, sir.
Two things. My question is where I'm totally on board with what everything that you've said, but my question is where's the problem, especially here in Maryland? People keep voting the same people.
Yeah.
And they keep getting their tax raised. And let me say something else. I hear a lot of people say, well, including you guys, that people leave Maryland. But my caution to that is grass is greener on the other side of the fence. You better do your homework on whatever state you want to move to, because while it may seem on the surface that, oh, gee, they don't have this tax, they don't have that tax, but I'll tell you one thing, they'll hit you with another tax that you may not even be aware of. I'll give you an example. Tennessee has a 10% sales tax.
Yep.
And let me tell you something else. You also have other states that have these weird taxes that you may not even be aware of, and you may end up paying more. Some people move to Pennsylvania because they say, well, it's less taxes. Baloney. I talked to somebody that's lived there, and I worked with for 30 years, that it's more expensive up there the way they structure the taxes than here. So do your homework before you move.
Yeah, Bill, but I tell you, there are states that don't believe that the government should be the be-all and end-all for the citizenry. And so they don't ask for as much money, and your taxes are lower. States like Florida or Texas or South Dakota or North Dakota, for that matter, there are states where, yes, you can go and the tax rate is lower, and there are states where the tax rate is higher. Look, there's a place I love. It's called Lambertville, New Jersey. It's right on the Delaware River, right across the river from New Hope, Pennsylvania. I love this little town. It's a beautiful little Victorian town. If I could buy a little vacation place there, I would. You know, part of the reason I don't, beyond not having the money, but part of the reason I don't is the tax burden in New Jersey is Idiotville. And to say, I'm going to move to get a vacation home where I have to pay more taxes for a vacation home, I just want a studio apartment or something up there, you know, just to get away from time to time.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
As I say, here in Maryland, I mean, you know, people have been used to it for so long. I don't see them. My question is, I want to stay here as long as I can, but I'll tell you what, I'm on a fixed income, and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay here because they're finding new ways to. I think they stay up at night, Bruce, to dream new ways to spend our tax money.
Bill, got to go. Thank you very much. You had the last call of the morning. I hope you had a good year, folks. We'll see you Thursday morning, bright and early. Take care.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.